Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M. Brew.
Firewater Supply is proud to join the Hero Circle for Heroes of the North State's Toys for Tots Toy Drive. We understand that it takes a community to come together in times of need. It is with great honor to be invited to take part in bringing the joy of Christmas to children of Shasta County. All of us at Firewater Supply would like to invite you to do the same this holiday season by supporting the causes you love. Together, we will bring in the new year with joy.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And here we are on a weekend, and we are available in the doctor's office to take your questions. Plus, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. 877-726-8255 gets you right in to pose a question or share a comment. We invite you to join us today. And we've got lots of stuff to share with you. We're going to take a look at an interesting study that suggests that if you refuse the vaccine, you might be at more risk of having a traffic crash. We'll check that one out. Also, vitamin D deficiency may increase your risk of losing muscle strength by 78%. 877-726-8255, our number. We'll also take a look at why heart attacks rise during the holiday season. I want to wish a very happy holiday to our listeners. Hanukkah coming up, Christmas soon on its heels, and then very happy New Year as we approach 2023. I've got some interesting stuff in our newsletter. We talked about the top 10 podcasts of 2022, also coming up next week in our newsletter at drhoffman.com. We're going to talk about the worst health stories of 2022. Yeah, there are a lot of them, and I've been doing damage control on them throughout the year. And it's kind of like Mr. Blackwell's list of worst-dressed women. I guess he passed away a few years ago, but it's still kind of a model for me to do a deep dive on some of the worst stories of the year, and they were a lot of them, a lot of journalistic malpractice. 877-726-8255, our number. Okay, let's go. All right, it's been about 3 weeks since I came down with COVID for the second time. I first came down with it a couple of months after I'd had the initial Pfizer series of two vaccines. Didn't help that much because I came down with COVID. And kind of miserable, but, you know, nothing really serious. I've been sicker in my life. That was in the winter of 2020, around Christmas time. And sure enough, after Thanksgiving, I developed a head cold. And just, you know, as a precaution, I tested myself for COVID because I had patients that week and, you know, places to go and people to see. And in the interest of not spreading it, I'm glad that I actually did the test because it confirmed that I didn't just have a flu or a head cold, but it was COVID. So this actually is the first day where I feel 100%. I mean, I recovered within a few days, but yeah, it's kind of like low energy, congestion. You know, I felt tired and a little out of sorts. But today, 100% recovery. It's been 3 weeks. And if you look at the official pronouncements from the CDC, there's actually a section on vitamins and supplements. And what they basically say is that they're worthless. They don't do anything to either prevent or hasten the resolution of COVID. And I also looked at a Mayo Clinic article, which basically said the same. It said, yeah, you know, you can take, you know, some of the standard medications, Paxlovid, et cetera, but vitamins and supplements don't do anything for COVID. Well, au contraire, according to an article just published, which is out of Sweden, and it's entitled Combined Metabolic Activators Accelerate Recovery in Mild to Moderate COVID-19. And it's very interesting. They took an interesting approach to this because they surmised that the most serious consequences of COVID are the hyperinflammatory response, which may be associated with deficiencies in NAD, that's nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide, and also glutathione. And so they targeted those things with their supplements. And here's what they did. And actually, most of these things I'm already taking, so I can attribute my...
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding. We will resume normal programming shortly.
Consisted of N-acetylcysteine, which is a glutathione precursor, nicotinamide riboside, which is a building block for NAD, and carnitine, along with an amino acid called serine. Now, serine is kind of like, it's kind of like the Neptune or the Pluto in the solar system of supplements. Not very commonly used, that particular amino acid. But according to researchers, serine is required for optimal T-cell proliferation, which is part of the body's defense when you get sick. And also serine interconverts to glycine, which is also a building block for glutathione, so it's all good. So with that combination, carnitine, nicotinamide riboside, serine, and NAC, they found something very interesting. They hastened the resolution of COVID symptoms in patients. They did two studies. The results of both studies show that the time to complete recovery is significantly shorter in the CMA group, the group that took the supplements. So their recovery took 6.6 days versus 9.3 days in the controls who did not take the supplements. And then in the second experiment, resolution of COVID occurred in 5.7 days versus 9.2 days, which is statistically significant. It's not just, you know, like a half a day or, you know, a day or two, but it suggests that recovery was about 50% better with this combination of nutrients. So, this season, a lot of people are going to be exposed. There's flu, there's RSV. These supplements may also be helpful in general for upper respiratory infections. But a lot of people, you know, even people that I know, I just talked to a couple of my colleagues, one on a Zoom call, and she said, well, I have COVID. Well, that's okay on a Zoom call, right? You know, we can talk via the internet. And she reported that one of our good colleagues actually had to go to the hospital and was hospitalized for COVID. So we wish her well and hope that she has proper medical and nutritional support. Nutritional support matters when it comes to COVID. And if you want to find out more about that, we've got a free download for you at drhoffman.com. You can take your power back when it comes to your immune health. I've got a special report there, Immunity Reset, personalized plan to pandemic-proof your body and build resilience for a long, healthy life. Just go to drhoffman.com. Click on the Read drop-down menu, and then click Immunity Reset. We discuss all the factors that can help build your resilience, because guess what? You know, people that I talk to, myself included, who've come down with COVID, I just took the initial two shots. I didn't bother with the boosters, but other people that I've talked to who are pretty sick with COVID, they're now on their fourth or fifth shot, including the bivalent Omicron booster, which seems to maybe have some minimal protective effect against COVID, but by no means a complete bulwark. We got to look to natural support to build our resilience in the face of these now widely circulating viral threats. 877-726-8255, our number. We welcome your calls, your comments here on today's Intelligent Medicine. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. Our lifespan is increasing, but what about our health span, the portion of our lives in which we're healthy? Extend your health span with SRW, Science Research Wellness. SRW is a nutraceutical company that curates the latest science and research to formulate supplements designed to support the structure, function, and processes within our cells that change with age. SRW's cell range line, cell 1, cell 2, and cell 3, constitute the complete cellular system range which supports the 9 areas of the cell to change with age, the 9 hallmarks of aging. SRW's carefully selected cutting-edge ingredients and formulations support the aging process in a way that previous generations have not had access to. Learn more about the science behind SRW, the 9 hallmarks of aging, and how you can find out your biological age by going to srw.co. That's SRW.co. SRW, the science of aging well. SRW.co. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flavonatrals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flavonatrals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to Flavonatrals.com. That's Flavonatrals.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express their gratitude to all of our veterans and those currently enlisted for the service to our country. Stop by Redding Kia and see their exciting new lineup of fuel-saving hybrids, like the 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid, the 2023 Kia Sportage Hybrid, and the 2023 Kia Sorento Hybrid. All come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Happy holidays from Redding Kia. RedingKia.com.
Of service.
An extension of prevention. That story next.
Celebrity Salute is a weekly podcast that features great celebrity and newsmaker interviews and their support for our troops and veterans. Everyone from Tom Hanks and Bradley Cooper to Dolly Parton and Bryan Cranston. Check out Celebrity Salute on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Alliance for Suicide Prevention of Larimer County, Colorado addresses the needs of populations most at risk for suicide by having dedicated peer outreach coordinators who work directly with those populations. One such program is for veterans, serving organizations, and connecting vets to supportive services in their communities. The peer outreach program started in 2019, and Marshall Springs brought in as the veteran outreach coordinator. Marshall uses veterans' innate altruism as a path to prevent suicide by tapping into the person's interests and finding out how they want to be involved through opportunities to help others.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number. And there's a nice article in the Wall Street Journal reminding us why heart attacks rise during the holiday season. And they cite statistics showing that more cardiac deaths happen on December 25th, December 26th, and January 1st than on any other days of the year, research has shown. And I can attest to that because being Jewish, I usually had to do the emergency room shifts for my non-Jewish colleagues who were celebrating Christmas. So I was there. chaos ensued. Among the problems that increase around holiday time, something that we used to call holiday heart. When people drink a lot, they're more prone to atrial fibrillation. And so it turns out that emergency department visits for atrial fibrillation in California, for instance, are significantly higher during Christmas and New Year's, according to research published this year in Nature Cardiovascular Research. And so there are a variety of components to this this holiday phenomenon. Number one is stress, because it is stressful. It's stressful because you got to give a lot of gifts. You got to make out a lot of tips. It's time to make your year-end contributions. So, you know, money problems can be an issue, you know, as you max out on your credit cards. And also there's a lot of travel. And the dislocation of traveling, family gatherings where infections can be transmitted. And when you get sick, your blood literally curdles. It thickens. And so that may increase the risk for a blood clot in your brain, which is called a stroke, or in your heart, which is called a myocardial infarction. And it turns out that people's risk of having a heart attack is about four times as high within 2 hours of eating a heavy meal, according to research presented at the American Heart Association conference in the year 2000. So a single meal can do you in. And, yeah, there's a lot of sugar. There's a lot of alcohol. There's a lot of potential precipitants. So pace yourself. Take some time for exercise. That's something I try to power through the holiday season by, you know, creating a little time for my own exercise and trying to eat particularly carefully when I'm not going to a party or to a relative and keep your sugar and alcohol down. Yeah, you're going to indulge a little bit, but minimize your exposure. Take your supplements continually and nice segue to this announcement, because you can reduce stress and sleep better this holiday season with a Plus CBD Holiday Survival Kit. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I think it's a real breakthrough in herbal products, something quite unique. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. Their Plus CBD Holiday Survival Kit, great idea, includes CBD Calm, which helps ease tension, soothe irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment through a blend of Plus CBD's award-winning full-spectrum CBD, plus L-theanine, and 5-HTP. The bundle also includes CBD Sleep, which aids occasional sleeplessness with CBD plus melatonin, as well as soothing magnolia bark extract and relaxing lemon balm. Both products are backed by science, clinically researched active ingredients. My family can't get enough of these, you know, between CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. They are really a godsend. So treat yourself or give the gift of peaceful days and tranquil nights to your loved ones. It's a great holiday gift. To order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30. Forget this, 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for your Plus CBD Holiday Survival Kit. 30% off. We really want you to give it a whirl. 877-726-8255. This item is kind of interesting because ivermectin has been in the crosshairs because it was proposed as an early treatment for COVID, and the result was a lot of people got canceled on social media. Pharmacies wouldn't prescribe it, even if you wanted to give it to your patients. There were government edicts in some states and a federal throttling down on ivermectin prescribing. And I got to admit that some of the studies on ivermectin, while initial studies showed that it was very promising, other studies showed that it didn't do that much for COVID. But still, a lot of people, anecdotally, I will tell you that a lot of people that I know took ivermectin at the early stages of COVID, and it appears to have turned them around. And that could be a coincidence. But here's a very interesting new study. Ivermectin for cancer, according to, in a particular instance in relationship to cancer, this is not in all cancers and not as a standalone, but when combined with new types of immunotherapies for cancer, these new drugs are called checkpoint inhibitors. They're anti-PD-1 antibody drugs, and they're in limited use, but for specific cancers, they can really be helpful. Combining them with ivermectin increases survival, reduces metastases, it converts cold tumors to hot tumors, thus rendering them more susceptible to the conventional immunotherapy. So a new role for this very fascinating, versatile drug in the treatment of certain cancers. That's quite a surprise. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
This report is sponsored by Campfire Films. The movie Climb is an inspirational film about a man, his bike, his family, and his quest to return to competitive cycling after suffering a catastrophic accident. It's a documentary written and directed by Neil Myers, who's at the center of the story. 4 years ago, Neil was part of a relay team that competed in triathlons all over the U.S. One day, while on a training ride in Santa Barbara, he rounded a curve to find a truck headed right at him. Neil explains what happened next.
I broke 15 bones in 26 places, collapsed both lungs, and had a brain bleed. Took a month in the hospital and 2 months of rehab before I was able to ride again. After a year, I was back on the starting line. It's really a story of how a community helped me recover.
Climb has won 26 awards, including Best Documentary, Best Cinematography, and Best Original Score. You can watch the film at climbdoc.org. That's climbdoc.org.
As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com,
to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Clean Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at just $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift for Christmas or for your car or truck. Stop by 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 7th, you buy one wiper blade and you get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. And you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Also in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Call 877-726-8255 and record your question, and we'll take it up in a subsequent broadcast. But meanwhile, let's hear one of those.
Hi. My problem is I have cracks on my tongue, and I've had them for about 5 years. And I've been going to many, many different doctors, and I have, like, red spots here and there on my tongue, and they are sore at times. And my latest medication has been diphenhydramine, lidocaine, 2%, and acid. But nothing that I have had does any good for me. So I was wondering if there's anything else I can do.
Okay. Well, let's take a look at this common situation, which is cracks or fissures in the tongue. Which has a prevalence of about 5% in the general population. And it's thought that it may have a genetic basis. I know that my mom had these awful-looking cracks in her tongue, and she attributed that to a case of childhood scarlatina that she had way back when, probably was in the 1930s. And it may just be that these things are genetic and of little consequence. There is some association between cracks in the tongue and psoriasis, is thought, and also in some people with Down syndrome, they have a higher prevalence of cracks in the tongue. But it does not appear to be of any clinical significance. It doesn't portend any horrible thing is going to happen, and nor is it something that can be healed with medicine or vitamins. But what you report is kind of a variant on burning mouth syndrome. There seems to be some kind of inflammation in your mouth. And what you're taking is basically a painkiller. It's lidocaine for your tongue. And so that requires kind of a workup by an oral pathologist, which is different than a dentist. You know, dentist looks at the teeth and the gums and, yeah, the tongue to some extent. But some doctors specialize in the mouth and the tongue and diseases of the gum and the palate. And so it is sometimes the case that an undiagnosed fungal infection can cause irritation in the mouth. There's also such a thing as burning mouth syndrome, which is neurological in origin, which means that no antifungal medication is going to fix it, and probably even putting some steroids on your tongue is not going to fix it. And lidocaine may blunt the discomfort, but it is a type of neuropathy, like peripheral neuropathy in the feet, but it occurs in the tongue. And that may respond to medications, but it turns out that a nutrient called alpha-lipoic acid can be helpful for burning mouth syndrome. So I don't know exactly what's going on with you. I'd have to look at the tests. I'd have to look at your tongue. See what the opinions of all these other doctors you've been to have been. But it may be that a trial of alpha-lipoic acid is warranted because it wouldn't hurt, and it may actually help to alleviate the discomfort. It's worth a try. 877-726-8255, our number. And let me remind you that if you want to harness the energy you need to get through the hectic holiday season, try NT Factors Holiday Sale. You can get 20% off all orders of $150 or more now through December 31st. So stock up. Just use the code SAVE20 at ntfactor.com. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to repair damaged cells. It works on the mitochondria to improve your body's natural energy production. Clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half and also reduces some of the aspects of aging. There's the mitochondrial theory of aging, and when your mitochondria wear out, game over for you. NT Factor is all natural and available in a variety of formulations tailored to your specific needs. I've been using NT Factor for years, and I prescribe it for my patients. So take advantage of NT Factor's holiday sale and stock up for the new year. Get 20% off all orders of $150 or more through December 31st. Call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or use code SAVE20 at ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Okay, there's all kinds of weird studies coming out now about COVID. And top on the list, in my opinion, is this one entitled COVID Vaccine Hesitancy and Risk of a Traffic Crash. Is it possible that by getting a vaccination, you can reduce your risk of getting into a traffic crash, being injured or dying? Wow. Interesting study. What do they do? They looked at over 11 million individuals, of whom 16% had not received a COVID vaccine. 84% had received a COVID vaccine. This group accounted for nearly 7,000 traffic crashes. Here's what they found. Unvaccinated individuals accounted for a 72% increased relative risk compared with those who are vaccinated. Whoa. So they're saying that these data suggest that COVID vaccine hesitancy is associated with significant increased risks of a traffic crash. An awareness of these risks might help to encourage more COVID vaccination. You think? Do you really think that the results of this study are going to convince vaccine-hesitant people to take the vaccine, not to prevent COVID, because they may already be convinced that the vaccine is darn near worthless? They're vaccine-hesitant. But yet another motivation for them to take the shot would be to avoid a traffic accident. That's what kind of what they're saying here. But this is an example of something called reverse causation, which means that correlation is not causation. And it may not be that being unvaccinated causes you to have traffic accidents, but the people who had more traffic accidents may be risk takers. They may not obey speed limits, right? Because they didn't obey the edicts to take the vaccine. They're rebels. So when this speed limit sign says 55 miles per hour, they're going 75 because they don't follow rules. And maybe, just maybe, they also engage in more risky behaviors vis-a-vis COVID. They don't wear masks. They don't pay attention to the need to avoid crowds. They travel. They do a lot of things that might increase their risk of COVID. And that's actually the take-home of this study, because studies that show the benefit of taking vaccines show that maybe people have less severe COVID or people get less COVID. They're tainted by this phenomenon, which is that vaccinated people are different than refuseniks. Refuseniks might be more prone to more risky behaviors. They might also drink more alcohol or smoke or take less care of their diets. Maybe they exercise less. And that's they may be more prone to COVID. And then the statistics show that the vaccine shows an edge when it comes to protection from COVID. But actually, that edge is less than what we think because of the behavioral differences between vaccinated people and unvaccinated people. See what I'm saying? So, one of the more insidious things in this article as I read it is that they throw out this interesting little suggestion. Their suggestion that insurers may want to take advantage of this phenomenon and ask if people have taken a vaccination. And if they haven't taken a vaccination, they would rate them higher risk and increase their insurance premiums. How'd you like that as a way to coerce people to take the vaccine? You got to declare on your automobile insurance disclosure that you haven't taken the vaccine, and then they hike your premiums. Yikes. 877-726-8255, our number. And this one here. Vitamin D deficiency increases the risk of losing muscle strength by 78%. There's a word for it. You've heard of sarcopenia, that is the loss of muscle volume. Your muscles shrink as you age, you become frail. The word is dynapenia. It means age-associated loss of muscle strength. That's a new one on me. It turns out that vitamin D supplementation can reduce the risk of dynapenia in older people by 78%. The article is in a journal called Musculoskeletal Research. And they explain that vitamin D is known to participate in various functions of the organism. It's a hormone, and its many roles, including helping to repair muscles and releasing calcium for muscle contraction kinetics. Without calcium, your muscles can't contract, and vitamin D is important for calcium absorption. It was therefore expected to cause muscle alterations of some kind, and that's exactly what our study proved, said this Brazilian researcher. Research was conducted in conjunction with the University College in London. The main conclusion was that individuals with vitamin D deficiency, which was defined as less than 30 nanomoles per liter in the blood, now translate that to what we commonly use in the U.S. is a different measure, nanograms per deciliter. So 30 nanomoles per liter is about 12 nanograms per deciliter. That's pretty low vitamin D. That's what they define as outright vitamin D deficiency. They had, not surprisingly, had a 70% higher risk of developing dynapenia by the end of the four-year study than those with normal levels of vitamin D, which is defined as more than 50 nanomoles per liter, which is greater than 20. So, you know, you guys running around taking a lot of vitamin D, you probably have 50, 60, 70 nanograms per deciliter vitamin D, but greater than 20 takes you into a safer zone when it comes to muscle strength. So they say this is in itself an important finding, as it shows that vitamin D deficiency heightens the risk of muscle weakness by 70%. And the problem is that muscle weakness contributes to the risk of death, because you're more likely to fall, you're more likely to break a hip, which is an event that is disastrous for people in their eighth or ninth decade. And it also results in individuals becoming unable to take care of themselves and requiring hospitalization in care facilities because they can't move around. And, you know, use it or lose it, you know, you have muscle weakness, you can't exercise, and your muscles deteriorate further. So make sure you have adequate levels of vitamin D. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s EPA and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. Our lifespan is increasing, but what about our health span, the portion of our lives in which we're healthy? Extend your health span with SRW, Science Research Wellness. SRW is a nutraceutical company that curates the latest science and research to formulate supplements designed to support the structure, function, and processes within our cells that change with age. SRW's cell range line, cell 1, cell 2, and cell 3, constitute the complete cellular system range which supports the 9 areas of the cell to change with age, the 9 hallmarks of aging. SRW's carefully selected cutting-edge ingredients and formulations support the aging process in a way that previous generations have not had access to. Learn more about the science behind SRW, the 9 hallmarks of aging, and how you can find out your biological age by going to srw.co. That's srw.co. SRW, the science of aging well. SRW.co. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. If you're in the market for a new laptop for work or play, I'm here to tell you about the ultra-lightweight ZenBook S 13 Flip OLED from Asus. This is an elegant, powerful companion for those with busy lifestyles. Featuring a versatile 360-degree ErgoLift hinge, a long-lasting battery, and superb connectivity, your eyes will appreciate the brilliant 16x10 2.8K OLED nano-edge touchscreen with 100% color accuracy. On the audio front, the Harman Kardon certified Dolby Atmos sound system provides immersive multidimensional audio. With its powerful 12th-gen Intel Core processor, modern design, and fresh new colors, the Asus ZenBook S 13 Flip OLED is true perfection in a laptop. Do great things on a Windows PC. Visit Asus.com for more. That's Asus.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number 877-726-8255 is the way to get through to us. You can call us now, or you can record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
I have a question about the MTHFR, the genetic mutation. I just recently had a blood test, and my current level of homocysteine is 7.3. I was told that I have heterozygous detection for the C677T and the A129HC mutation. So I apparently have both mutations of this MTHFR. What is this, and what can I do as far as diet and lifestyle and to help optimize my health?
Okay, so this is an important issue in integrative medicine. It's the MTHFR genetic SNP, and it's not really a mutation. A mutation is often something that's bad, that causes you to have a disease or a disability. This is actually a variation on normal, and what you have is there are two major sites for methyl tetrahydrofolate reductase, which is abbreviated MTHFR, thank goodness. And this is a methylation gene, and methylation plays an important role in a wide variety of functions in the body. And people who have one, like the 677, well, I have one, but I don't have the other, they're pretty normal. It's actually high prevalence in the general population, one of the variations. But when you have a double hit, it's more likely that you have problems. And problems can sometimes be manifest as a high homocysteine, but you don't have a high homocysteine. You have a normal homocysteine. And it may be that you're taking adequate B vitamins to bring your homocysteine down. B vitamins are actually the solution for people who have weak methylation pathways. The vitamins in question are vitamin B12, vitamin B6, and folate, and to some extent vitamin B2, and we sometimes give TMG or betaine to people who have problems with this. So there's supplements that comprise all these nutrients and can help support methylation. So types of problems that can occur, maybe brain or psychological problems. I have some patients who have those SNPs, both parents and the kids may suffer from intellectual disabilities or, you know, autism spectrum disorders. But it's hard to say if this will really manifest as a problem. It also may increase the likelihood of various other types of problems. But because this is such a prevalent thing throughout the body, it's hard to see how this is going to manifest. And the nice thing about it is that it can be alleviated by taking the proper methylation support. Dr. Kara Fitzgerald has written extensively about that. We did a nice podcast with her about methylation, and she's a good resource on that subject. So if you can find that podcast in her podcast archives or look her up, she is a good resource on discussing these types of problems. Okay, this item, very interesting, is that in California, it is now punishable to offer COVID misinformation to your parent, to your patients, or online. They passed a law in California, which is the COVID misinformation law, California Assembly Bill 2098. Signed into law September 30th. It subjects the state's doctors to discipline, including the suspension of their medical licenses, for sharing misinformation or disinformation about COVID-19 with their patients. So when it comes to COVID, there's been so many changes. I mean, what used to be misinformation or disinformation, like the vaccine doesn't work 100%, the vaccine doesn't prevent transmission, turns out to be true. The vaccine has no side effects, turns out to be false. It's a moving target, and they're actually pushing back on that. They're filing lawsuits to prevent the implementation of this draconian anti-free speech law that, for some reason, in a moral panic, they passed in California. California way ahead of the curve in a lot of ways. It's not good. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
This report is sponsored by Kia America. Kia America is getting a head start on New Year's and giving people nationwide a chance to see and touch the future with a cross-country tour of the iconic Times Square New Year's Eve 2023 numerals that will illuminate New York City's Times Square on December 31st. Towed cross-country from Los Angeles to New York City by a 2023 Kia Telluride X-Pro, stops are scheduled in Las Vegas, Nashville, Washington, D.C., and Philadelphia. On December 20th, the numerals will arrive in New York City's Times Square, just in time for the world-famous ball drop on New Year's Eve. For the third consecutive year, Kia is the official sponsor of the New Year's Eve countdown, and James Bell, head of corporate communications, Kia America, explains,
at Kia, We believe in giving back to the local communities in which we live. And what better way than a once-in-a-lifetime chance to see and touch the future, share the fun, and feel the excitement of New Year's Eve in Times Square. We hope this helps accelerate all of the good things to come in 2023.
For more,
the news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockster. The mayor of El Paso, Texas, is declaring a state of emergency over concerns about the community's ability to handle the anticipated influx of illegal immigrants across the southern border when Title 42 ends later this week. Oscar Leeser says the border city's already crammed with migrants waiting for Wednesday.
I said from the beginning that I would call it when I felt that either our asylum seekers or our community was not safe. And I really believe that today our asylum seekers are not safe, as we have hundreds and hundreds on the streets. And that's not the way we want to treat people.
Leeser says he's declared a state of emergency to mobilize the resources needed to handle the expected surge. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy tells the Salem Radio Network he hopes to get the GOP agenda started on the first day of the 118th Congress.
After the election, and you were right, I mean, if you look to Republican governors, Republican senators, the president, in the last two cycles, Republicans have lost, but there's been one entity that we've won.
McCarthy's expected to be elected the Speaker of the new Republican Majority House. That same weather system that impacted the West Coast days ago has worked its way across the country. Now it's impacting portions of the Northeast.
That included parts of upstate New York, northern New England, including northern Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine, with several inches of snow. We're getting widespread reports of 1 to 2 feet across that area, with locally heavier amounts of up to 30 inches in some parts of the Adirondacks and the White Mountains in northern New Hampshire.
National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Pereira. Meanwhile, electric officials say tens of thousands of customers still without power, and snow-covered roads were making it tough for workers to reach communities in order to assess damage and make any of the necessary repairs. Check out the latest news and analysis at townhall.com.
To Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
It might be the world's shortest political honeymoon.
Since last week, when Dina Boluarte took over from the ousted leader Pedro Castillo to become Peru's first ever female president, she has appealed for calm and a chance to govern. She insists the job came to her out of circumstance, not personal ambition. In impoverished farmland areas, though, fierce protests showing no signs of abating amid anger over the removal of Castillo. Peasant farmers remain unwilling to give up on their demand that he be released from prison. Jason Walker reporting.
The British government's dispatching 1,200 troops to fill in for striking ambulance drivers and border staff as public sector unions walk off the job in the week before Christmas. Ambulance crews are due to take the picket line to join nurses, railway staff, passport officers, and postal workers. More at townhall.com. There's a long-term deal for wind power.
Bismarck-based Basic Electric Power Cooperative has reached a 25-year deal to buy power from
a new South Dakota wind project being developed by a Houston company. The 200 megawatts of power Basin will purchase from NJ North America's North Bend Willow project will help meet the monthly electricity needs for about 73,000 households. The project in central South Dakota expected to begin operations late next year with 71 wind turbines on about 47,000 acres outside Harold, South Dakota. John Scott reports.
A U.S.-French satellite that will map most of all the world's oceans, lakes, and rivers now in orbit. The SpaceX rocket launched from Vandenberg Air Space Force Base in California. It's about the size of an SUV. The satellite will measure the height of water on more than 90% of Earth's surface, allowing scientists to track the flow and identify any potential high-risk areas. More stories at townhall.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I'm Steve Kuecker, your senior care consultant, and I really appreciate tuning in. Today we have an excellent program with my friend and special guest. He was not able to come into the studio, but he is joining us through the magic of radio technology. Would like to introduce to you my friend and special guest, Mr. Ben Socek. He's the owner and operator of an excellent company called Home Downsizing Solutions. And Ben, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Good day, Steve. Thank you for having me on again. And as always, hopefully we can provide some great information for your listeners and provide value for them here today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No doubt about it. And for our audience, just want to talk to you about Ben's services today because there's so many people who could really benefit from these services. So, Ben, tell us a little bit about your specialty niche in the market, if you will, and how you're able to help your clients.
Absolutely. In general, we Home Downsizing Solutions specializes in assisting seniors and their family, if families involved in transitioning to senior living by buying a house direct from the seller. So we do everything we can to make it stress-free and hassle-free for a person that wants to sell a house and transition, whether it's to a smaller home, an apartment community, or some other type of senior living arrangement. So we take all the stress and hassles out of what can be a traditional house sale and just make it very easy for a person to transition to senior living.
No doubt about that. Without the hassle of, you know, showing your home and having strangers in your house or paying for that. And this is a big one. This is a big one. So, you know, if your mother is moving from her home to, let's just say, and this is a very common situation, to an assisted living apartment because she needs a little bit of help with those activities of daily living. All right. Maybe your mom or your parent, your elderly loved one, whoever that may be, maybe they've lived there for 20, 30, 40, you know, sometimes 50 years. What if you don't want to deal with the cost of repairs? because maybe you have some concrete issues, the roof. I mean, it could be a very long list, or maybe it just needs updating, right? So I remember my parents' house, they had the green shag carpet, and they had that in there for a really long time. Well, that's not going to work in today's market. So maybe you just don't want to deal with all that. Maybe you want to just sell the house for a very fair price for cash as is. You can reach out to Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions. And Ben, what's the best number to reach you?
The best number to reach me at directly, if you want to call me direct, is 402-450-0199. Or you can call my office toll-free, 855-291-5005.
All right. And Ben, if so many people just really prefer to maybe send a text, can they text you on that 402 number as well?
They can text me directly on the 402 number as well. And Steve, you mentioned one item that I'd like to add to, if possible.
Sure.
And in regards to, the market, I think we've kind of gotten spoiled, or some people have kind of gotten spoiled the last couple of years, because it's been so easy to sell a house because of the huge demand that there's been. And although we're still in a good, I think, relatively seller's market, it certainly wasn't what it was 6 to 12 months ago. And so especially if a person has a lot of or needs a house that has and needs repairs and updates to be done with it, calling contractors, getting bids, and getting those repairs done to put it on the market in a traditional manner may not be what everybody would like to do. Admittedly, my services aren't for everybody, but they can be a good fit for certain people. And what I always tell people is if you value not having to worry about repairs and updates, if you value not worrying about showings or getting a house in show-ready condition, and some of the other benefits that we offer, we can be a great solution.
There's no doubt about that. Home Downsizing Solutions, so that's plural, homedownsizingsolutions.com. His office toll-free, 855-291-5005. You can contact him directly on his mobile, 402-450-0199. And just to let everyone know in our audience, and we're speaking with a national audience today, Home Downsizing Solutions is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. And I'll tell you what, that's important, okay? How many services do you see out there where you hear a lot of negative things, and you go and you look in and they have like a terrible rating and lots of complaints through the Better Business Bureau? That's a big deal, okay? Another thing that I think is really important is Ben is a veteran. This is a veteran-owned business. And let me say this. Ben Socek is one of the most straight arrows, one of the most stand-up, honest guys that you will ever meet. And like he just said, his solution may not be the best fit for you. If it's not, he's going to be honest, and he's going to say, hey, I think this other option might be better for you. And he'll tell you that, right? Is that right, Ben?
That's absolutely correct. As you mentioned, being a veteran, that means a lot to me, and we certainly serve a number of veterans, so I take that very seriously, to treat people well. Again, and I'm very open to tell people that this isn't the right solution for everybody, but for certain people that value the benefits, we certainly can be a great solution. And as you mentioned, if we're not the right fit, I'm happy to provide other solutions or refer traditional agents. Just to disclose, I do have a real estate license. Mm-hmm. I don't act as an agent, a traditional agent, but I do have a license because I think that's important, because it gives me the ability to say, buying your house might not be the right thing, but talk to this agent over here because they might be able to take care of you better. So we don't have to push a person in one direction. We can provide whatever solution is best for that individual homeowner.
That's right. And how many service providers out there, they're pushing really hard. They may be trying to fit that square peg in the round hole, so to speak, because they're just frankly, they're just trying to make a sale. That does not happen with Ben Socek and Home Downsizing Solutions. And, Ben, here we are. We're in that time of year where everyone kind of goes into hibernation and into holiday mode. And hey, I get it. I like that, too. But I tell you what, you know, with so many of my clients, they're gonna kind of kick the can a little bit, and they're waiting till after the first of the year to make the move to go out and look for a senior care community. And then, you know, it's Katie bar to the door. I mean, the market is flooded with people looking for places, and then all of a sudden we have wait lists, et cetera. Is it a good time of year? So I'm telling everyone, this is a great time of year to get out and look at your options in the market. So is this also a good time of year to sell your house as is?
It certainly can be. My company, of course, is able to buy any time of year. So
yeah,
whether it's this time of year or some other time of year, we're always happy to come out, take a look at the house, and give you a proposal as far as what we can do for you. And as we were talking before, Steve, it might be a great thing to be considering an option like this, especially if you are thinking about making a transition after the first of the year, so that you can beat the others, so to speak, if you're looking at a certain kind of apartment or apartment community, then it can be very important to start looking now to get what you want versus having to be put on the wait list and hoping something becomes available later.
Well, and I can see, I totally agree with that, and I can see where Home Downsizing Solutions can really kind of provide that financial bridge, if you will, from today until, you know, after the first of the year, some point after the first of the year. Maybe you need to financially qualify for some of these communities, and maybe you have to have cash in hand to do so. And that one, I'll tell you what, if that's the situation, and that would fit a lot of folks in their situations right now, I would not be delaying. I would be getting this done because, again, Ben or one of his associates can come out, they take good care of you, they can turn the clothes around very quickly, can have cash in hand, and then you're just waiting for your space to become available. And again, that bridge, financial bridge, you have the cash in hand and you can qualify. Again, homedownsizingsolutions.com or 855-291-5005. Mobile Direct 402-450-0199. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. In the traditional real estate model, the seller can remain in the house for a period of time, even after the close. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
And now, the Financial Minute with Bruce Glenn, CIO and owner of the Glenn Team Wealth Planning at Infinitas.
Thanks, Steve. Time in the market versus trying to time the market. If today's news and events cause you fear, consider recent history. The housing credit crisis of 2008 and 2009. The heaviest selling led to the bottom on March 9, 2009. Then, a 50% recovery in just the next few months. Next, the elections of 2016. Millions were scared out of the market from predictions of doom and gloom. Some of these people never even got back in the market and missed 4 great years. History shows that it's rare to catch both or either the top or the bottom of the market. Consider time in the market versus trying to time the market with your emotions. Our team of experts are here to help.
For more information, call 913-563-7327.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you.
They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski. Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects you. This week, congratulations taxpayers, you paid for another bailout. This week, President Biden signed a $36 billion check to rescue union workers for the Central State Pensions Fund. If people don't take responsibility for their own financial planning, could this affect you by you losing your own job? The Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, explains on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This report is sponsored by Kia America. Kia America is getting a head start on New Year's and giving people nationwide a chance to see and touch the future with a cross-country tour of the iconic Times Square New Year's Eve 2023 numerals that will illuminate New York City's Times Square on December 31st. Towed cross-country from Los Angeles to New York City by a 2023 Kia Telluride X-Pro, stops are scheduled in Las Vegas, Nashville, Washington, D.C., and Philadelphia. On December 20th, the numerals will arrive in New York City's Times Square, just in time for the world-famous ball drop on New Year's Eve. For the third consecutive year, Kia is the official sponsor of the New Year's Eve countdown, and James Bell, head of corporate communications, Kia America, explains,
"At Kia, we believe in giving back to the local communities in which we live. And what better way than a once-in-a-lifetime chance to see and touch the future, share the fun, and feel the excitement of New Year's Eve in Times Square? We hope this helps accelerate all of the good things to come in 2023.
For more, visit Kia.com.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. In the traditional real estate model, the seller can remain in the house for a period of time, even after the close. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And Ben, tell us about that traditional real estate model, and why is that answer false?
Sure, Steve. Traditionally, if a traditional buyer was to purchase a property, most of the time they're going to be getting a loan, which is part of the issue here. But for the most part, when a person purchases a property, they're going to want possession of the property when they purchase the property. It's very rare that a buyer will allow a seller to stay in the house past closing, which is always a kind of a tap dance of closing and possession times.
I remember the last time I closed my house, I turned in the keys and they said, "Now make sure you've got all of your stuff, like all of it, in the yard and everything, because these guys are going to pick up the keys like an hour after you close and settle up." All right, and then they're driving the truck to your house and they're unloading it. same day, within
Correct.
Within an hour or two, boom, it just happened like that. So now that's in the traditional real estate model. So Ben, with your services with Home Downsizing Solutions, how does that work with you?
We can be very flexible with possession dates. So there is often when a person is moving to an apartment or apartment community, some type of senior living, that we've worked with people that they don't want to move into an apartment or senior living until they've sold their house because they don't want to have a vacant house sitting there. But on the other hand, if they sell their house and don't have the right apartment to move into, it can lead to them having to move twice, once and then again to their ultimate place where they want to be at long term. And so with us, we can typically be very flexible with that. We can typically close right away, but allow the seller to stay in the house for 30, 60, sometimes 90 days or more if we know what the seller needs to happen so that they can take their time to transition to their new home or apartment. And so we can do typically, again, we can be very flexible so that, again, our goal is to reduce the stress and hassles to transition to a new home or apartment. And so that's what we attempt to do whenever we can.
Okay, so let me get this straight. So someone sells their house, and they would really prefer to have that cash in hand and then make a commitment to moving to their senior care community or, like you said, downsizing to, you know, maybe a smaller house, an apartment, et cetera, you can work with them because usually the timing isn't perfect. So you can work
Correct.
With them and say they can sell the house, they have the cash, literally cash in hand, but still stay there for a little while they're waiting on their apartment or their senior living community to become available. So it just takes all the stress out of timing that move. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. So we can close on the house. The seller has their funds, and especially in situations where they know where they're going, but maybe the senior community is doing some improvements to the apartment or, you know, new paint, floor coverings, things like that, and so they don't have an exact date of when they're going to be able to move in, and we can work with whatever date that is. So, again, we can do that and accommodate them so that they don't have to worry about moving twice or any of those hassles that can come up with a traditional sale.
All right, that is excellent. I hope our audience heard that. So if you need to move and you need the flexibility of timing moving into your next home, whether that's a smaller house, maybe an apartment, maybe a senior living community, Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions, he will take all of the stress out of the timing because you don't have to leave the house upon closing. You can stay there for a while, and Ben offers that flexibility. It's just unheard of. For more information, reach out to Ben Socheck. Again, it's homedownsizingsolutions.com or 855-291-5005. Or you could call him or text him directly on his mobile line, 402-450-0199, and that is good anywhere in the country. And, Ben, I'm still seeing some of these really kind of high-pressure advertisements about, you know, all of these folks. And frankly, to me, some of these folks don't look very trustworthy, but they're like, oh, yeah, we'll buy your house. And we talked about this before. I would just like to do a brief review between your services and one of these, what I'll call unscrupulous, yeah, hey, we're going to buy your house, sign up here, kind of high-pressure businesses.
Sure. Well, there's what are called wholesalers in the market. Over the last several years, really, because of technology, it's very easy to get into the quote-unquote home buying business. A person can put a website up very easily and inexpensively. They can put the little signs at the side of the road and send a lot of mail to people. I'm sure most of the audience has probably received postcards or letters, potentially cold calling, cold texting, what's termed cold calling or cold texting, and all kinds of ways to get in touch with people to see if they want to sell a house. And some of these individuals or companies are what are termed wholesalers, as I mentioned, and they really have no interest or intent or sometimes financial ability, to actually buy a house. They're simply in business to get a contract to purchase a house, and once they have that contract, they can turn around. What they attempt to do is turn around and find a real buyer to step in and execute their contract to purchase that house and are really just essentially a middleman.
So they're basically flipping it on paper. I mean, they have no
Correct.
Intention of buying that house.
Correct. And sometimes no ability. And so since they have no skin in the game, as I would term it, they can sometimes overpromise sellers what they will pay, it'll sound great to a seller because if they're offering more than a real home buying company that has that actually has the cash and has the ability, that's a good story. So a seller understandably wants to believe that. But if these companies overpromise, then they can leave the seller in a very bad situation.
All right. Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions, A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, veteran-owned and operated, taking very good care of our veterans out there. Reach out to Ben today at 855-291-5005 or 402-450-0199. Online at homedownsizingsolutions.com. And Ben, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate you, and happy holidays to you and your family.
Absolutely, Steve. Again, thank you for having me, and hopefully we provided some great information for your listeners. If I can help them in any way, shape, or form, or get them a free copy of Home Downsizing Secrets, just contact us or go to homedownsizingsecrets.com, and we'd be happy to send that to you. So any way that we can help your listeners, that's what we're here for.
All right. Excellent. Thanks, Ben. We'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Open now through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soup, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
enabled Amazon Echo smart speaker. But did you know that you can play games on it? I caught up with Steve Bernstein, director of Alexa Games, who told us about the new Song Pop for Alexa from Gameloft.
It's a music trivia game. You start by saying, Alexa, open Song Pop. You listen to a short snippet of a song, and then you guess what the song is, and you guess what the song title is. You win points when you get it right. You lose points when you get it wrong. If you guess wrong 3 times, the game is over.
Bernstein says Alexa smart devices can also be used to play other games. It's called Alexa Game Control.
It's a solution for AAA game developers to integrate Alexa voice technology into their games. Deep Silver, our partner, just announced the first game to use Alexa Game Control. It's a game called Dead Island 2. It's a new zombie adventure.
More info is at amazon.com/Alexa Game Control.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski. Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects you. This week, congratulations taxpayers, you paid for another bailout. This week, President Biden signed a $36 billion check to rescue union workers for the Central State Pensions Fund. If people don't take responsibility for their own financial planning, could this affect you by you losing your own job? The Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, explains on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, just want to say thanks again to Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions. I tell you what, I have sent a lot of my clients from Senior Care Consulting and just a lot of folks that maybe they just call Senior Care Consulting and maybe they don't end up being a client, but at the same time they're asking questions and I can pass them along to a provider that can help them, you know, maybe stay in their home with home care, et cetera, et cetera. Many times I think, well, wait a minute, you need to speak with Ben, and I'll pass them along. And they always have very positive things to say about Ben. And so I just wanted to touch on something. We were kind of running out of time, but he mentioned Home Downsizing Secrets. So he's written a book called Home Downsizing Secrets, and he has made that available free of charge to Senior Care Live listeners. So if you would like to request your very own copy, this is an excellent book. It is loaded with very helpful information. You can simply go to homedownsizingsecrets.com, or, again, you can call 855-291-5005 or 402-450-0199. All right, so before we move on, and have a little fun here. I'm not going to sing, but our producer extraordinaire, Darren Wilhite, he's in the studio with me today, and today is his birthday. So, Darren, happy birthday, my friend.
Thank you.
And, back in the day, so I've been doing this radio show for a long time, since 2013. So I used to say, you know, 50 is the new 40. So let me say that I'm going to stretch because we're not getting older, we're getting better. I'm going to say 60 is the new 40, and you heard it here first on Senior Care Live. So anyway, happy birthday, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right, so I was visiting with a gentleman. He listened to our program last weekend. Lives towards the East Coast, kind of northeast area. He had a really cool accent, by the way. I loved his accent. I could have talked to him forever. And he was talking about needing long-term care, probably in the next couple of years. Hopefully, best case scenario, 3 years. He probably won't need it for 3 years. But we thought, you know, if we miss our mark a little bit, we might need it in 2 years. And he was asking me, When should you start looking for a senior care community? In this place, he's going to need long-term care in this situation. And when do you call Senior Care Consulting to help you through that search and selection process? Because he said, I'm really wanting to use your services. I just don't know, how soon is too soon. And I said, well, right now, for a couple of years out, we're too soon. There are too many things that could change between now and then. But let me say this. If you're 12 months away from moving or shorter period of time, it is not too soon. We need to get out and we need to get to looking. A lot of these places, particularly the better places, they'll have waiting lists. Some of these wait lists could be several months to maybe even 12 months or longer. Okay, because guess what? They're the best places around. There's a high demand. Everyone knows it. And everyone wants to move in. And everyone wants to get on their wait list. So 12 months or less, and that's when you work with Senior Care Consulting to help you find your senior care community. So he said something that really caught my attention. And I thought, oh, boy. I haven't talked about this for a long time on the program. And this would be a huge mistake. So I said, sir, can I talk to you about that? Oh, yeah. He's a super nice guy. He said something to the effect of if a family member of his gets involved in helping him find a place, he said, they're just going to stick me in the cheapest nursing home they can find. And that is almost verbatim. And I said, now, why would you do that? I don't know. They just put me in the cheapest place, and regardless, and that's where I would just be stuck. I wouldn't be able to do anything about it with my medical issues, etc. So I explained to him that it's actually a very common, even more kind of a normal thought process to find the least expensive place. So that our money can go as far as possible. We all want the best value. Okay, so we don't want to go in the ultra high dollar place. We don't want to move into a terrible place. We want kind of that middle ground where we get a lot for a reasonable price. We want value. And then he corrected me. He goes, Oh no, my family would put me in the cheapest dump. And I said, okay, I got that. So anyway, I said, I need to explain something to you because it's counterintuitive. He goes, all right, hit me. So here's his situation between his income, which is a pretty good income, and then his liquid assets, so his checking account and savings account. He would be able to pay for long-term care for about 1 year in a private pay situation, essentially using his own resources to pay for his own care, and in about 1 year, he's going to run out of money, essentially outliving his assets, and at that point, he will qualify for Medicaid. So I said, sir, again, our brains are wired, let's get the cheap place, or let's get the best value place, et cetera, et cetera. That is intuitive. That is a normal kind of a thought process. I said, but if Medicaid enters the picture, just throw all of that out the window. And he goes, well, why is that? And I said, because if Medicaid is going to pay for the majority of the cost of your care, why would you want the cheapest place? If they're going to pay for your care, why not move to the most expensive place? Yeah, but Steve, if I go to the expensive place, then I might run out of money in 10 months rather than 12 months because it's more expensive per month. And I'm like, all right, that makes sense. Okay. And again, our brains are wired this way. But let me ask you a question. If in 10 months you run out of money in that place, then at that point you qualify for Medicaid and they start billing Medicaid. Okay. Then no harm, no foul. Again, why wouldn't you choose the most expensive place if they will bill Medicaid once you qualify and you outlive your assets? He goes, I never thought of it that way. And I'm like, I know. That's why we're talking about that. So what happens is with your monthly income. Now, I'll get back to the assets maybe in the next segment, but with your monthly income, you take your full monthly income, whatever that is. So he has a pension and Social Security. And I'm going to make up, I'll just make up a number here, okay? So let's say that he has $2,300 total income coming in. And he asked me, now, are they going to get into my pension? And I'm like, your pension is part of your income. So whatever your income is, you total that up, and let's say it's $2,300. Then right off of the top of your income every single month, you pay your Medicare premiums because your Medicare is your health insurance, right? So let's say your Medicare costs $240 a month for your supplement and your Part D coverage, okay? So let's say that's $240. I'm going to do some easy math here, right? And then let's say that in your state, you are allowed to keep $60 per month. And that's actually a kind of a common number, a couple of dollars a day. So off the top of your $2,300 income, you pay $240 to keep up your Medicare policy so that you continue to have great health insurance. You get to keep $60. Don't spend it all in one place. Right, that's enough to get you a Diet Coke and a Snickers bar once in a while, or maybe go out to eat once in a while, or pay for a haircut or whatever, okay? The balance, whatever that is, and in this case, the balance would be $2,000. That balance could be $200, whatever it is. Every month would go to that nursing home, that long-term care community, as essentially, they call it the patient liability, but I speak in English, so it's a copay. That is the individual's contribution towards the cost of their care. Medicaid pays them the rest. So, again, if you're going to be qualifying for Medicaid, don't choose the cheapest Medicaid place available. Go for the most expensive or go for the one that is the best fit, but don't rely on the monthly cost.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right, coming up next, I'll have more on how Medicaid works.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday, 8 to 9. Are you awake? Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you realize you're in an information war where we're losing our country? It's time to stand up and defend your freedoms, my brothers and sisters. Americans don't care what color you are. Those of the past do.
ORG.
The support is sponsored by Amazon. Holiday procrastinators, we have news for you. Enjoy last-minute gift shopping when you shop small businesses in Amazon's store. Discover thoughtful and unique gifts you'll get on time with the quick and convenient delivery you love from Amazon. Customers can shop giftable products from small businesses featured in Amazon's Small Business Gift Guide and take inspiration from celeb favorites with curated small business picks from Ayesha Curry, Oprah Winfrey, and Kristen Cavallari. Shop categories like toys and home and not-so-boring stocking stuffers from women-owned, black-owned, family, and military-owned businesses. Amazon's Director for Small Business Empowerment, Kara Cusick, says,
at Amazon, we're proud to help hundreds of millions of customers discover incredible small business products. And this season, we've made it easier than ever to discover and support small businesses with our new Small Business Badge to help you easily identify products from small business brand owners and artisans while you shop.
To shop for unique last-minute gifts, head to amazon.com/supportsmall.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. All right, so just a couple of things just to kind of clean up that last thought there. So, again, don't go for the least expensive place, right? Go for the place that will do the best job for you regardless of the price. And if the price happens to be in the middle of the range or maybe even toward the top, is, again, as long as they will bill Medicaid and go into that model of your income minus your Medicare premium cost minus a couple of bucks, you pay them the balance, whatever that is per month, Medicaid pays them the difference essentially. As long as they'll do that when you qualify, in that example, 10 months, then you're in. Why would you do anything different? There's no reason. And again, that is counterintuitive. There's no doubt about that. Now, the other kind of catch to that is maybe if it's a more expensive place. And look, there are plenty of expensive places that don't have a private pay requirement. But more and more you're seeing this because when they work with Medicaid, they're not getting their full daily rate. They're getting quite a bit less than that per day. Sometimes, unfortunately, that doesn't even cover their cost, okay? So sometimes some of these long-term care communities will have a private pay requirement of, well, we're going to need you to be able to pay 3 months or 6 months, you know, private pay. We need you to have the capability of paying for 12 months private pay. And there are a few places that I'm aware of that want 24 months of private pay before they'll work with Medicaid. So that's the one catch that you need to find out before, you know, don't make the assumption of, oh, I'm just going to move in there, and in 2 months when I qualify for Medicaid, then I'm in this nice place and they'll bill Medicaid. Well, you need to find out if they have a private pay requirement. And again, if this is sounding like too far in the weeds and if this sounds complicated or complex, that's because it absolutely is. These are a lot of the details, negotiations that Senior Care Consulting, my firm, Senior Care Consulting, we handle for our clients. And so, again, we don't let them make a mistake, as I've mentioned previously. All right. So to back up, so I talked about what happens on that monthly income, but how do you qualify for Medicaid in the first place? And it, essentially, this is just nothing more than an asset test, a liquid asset test. And this is very, very simple. So I'll give you a couple of numbers, and I think most states you can keep like somewhere between $2,000 and about $5,000. So, for example, in Missouri, you would spend down your liquid assets, so checking, savings, money market, mutual fund, CDs, your liquid assets, you would spend them down. So say if you had $50,000, for example, or what, it doesn't matter what the number is. You spend it down. Once you hit $5,000, click, you qualify. That's it. And there's, it's a little more complicated than that, but that is the bottom line. In Kansas, you have to spend all the way down to $2,000, and a lot of states, again, are somewhere between $2,000 and $5,000. Your state could be the same or maybe just a little bit different, but they're all, look, you're just about out of money, okay? You're just about broke, and that's what the Medicaid program was built for. It says if you should happen to outlive your assets and you need care in a long-term care community, also known as a nursing home. Okay, so a lot of folks, you'll hear me interchange those because many people still call it a nursing home. They still know of it as a nursing home. The industry doesn't like that term because it comes with lots of baggage. So I just use both because I'm speaking to both audiences, really. Okay, but if you run out of money, you hit that $2,000, $5,000 trigger, you need care at long-term care community, that level of care, then the Medicaid program says, we've got you. And then they go in to this income calculation of, again, your income minus the cost of your Medicare premiums. You keep a couple of bucks. Whatever's left over goes to long-term care community as your contribution to pay towards the cost of your care, and Medicaid pays them the balance. Now, a lot of people actually don't understand this. They don't know about it because it's way behind the scenes. But the long-term care community also accepts a lower rate of reimbursement, so they provide a discount. And that also contributes to this three-party model that just gets the job done. So what can you spend that money on? It's called a spend down. So obviously you can pay for the cost of your care with the long-term care community. If you have some debt, you can pay off some debt. Say if you have a credit card of, you know, X dollars, you get rid of it. Pay it off. You can use your spend down for that. If you still own your house, by the way, you don't have to sell your house. You don't have to sign your house over to the nursing home. Gosh, if I hear that one more time, I may throw up. Okay, if somebody tells you that, they're demonstrating very clearly that they have no clue what they're talking about. All right. They don't want your house, and you do not have to sign over your house to them, right, to qualify for Medicaid. Your house is exempt for a while, right, so you can make some home improvements. Here is a huge, huge, just a great bit of financial advice. If you do not have a prepaid funeral plan and you are on your spend down, do yourself and your family a favor and take some of that money and invest it in a prepaid funeral plan. Because guess what? If you're let's say if you live in the state of Kansas, just as an example, you're down to $2,000. And then if you pass away, or when you pass away, okay, because that's inevitable for all of us, when you pass away, let's say your funeral, your final expenses cost about $10,000, you have $2,000 left, your family's going to have to come up with $8,000 to pay for your final expenses. So it makes incredible financial sense to take some of those funds, that the liquid assets that are countable that have to be spent down, take some of that, invest it in a prepaid funeral plan, because guess what? A prepaid funeral plan is considered an exempt asset for Medicaid qualification purposes, and all of a sudden, you've taken care of your final expenses. It gets you a little closer to that Medicaid qualification trigger point. And now, you've helped your family out. All right, so again, there are a lot of things that you can do with your liquid assets on your way down, that spend down, to come down to that $2,000, $4,000, $5,000, whatever it is, trigger point in your state. And again, it sounds complicated. It is. I'm not here to give elder law or financial advice at all. I always recommend contacting an experienced elder law attorney in your area. An elder law firm can help you do that division of assets. They can help you with the spend down. They can help you qualify for Medicaid, do it properly so that you have no worries. And let me say this, they're worth every single penny that you will pay them. All right, so reach out to an elder law firm and get that taken care of. All right, I'm Steve Kuiker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstrom. Forecasters are warning of treacherous holiday travel and life-threatening cold for big parts of the nation as the Arctic air mass blows into the southern part of the U.S.
Much of the eastern two-thirds of the country will see below normal temperatures. In fact, the only place that probably will be above normal will probably perhaps be Southern California.
National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Taylor says there's a potential for heavy rain in the east, heavy snow for the Ohio Valley and Great Lakes region, along with the aforementioned plenty of Arctic air.
We're watching a pretty strong storm system that might track through the central to eastern U.S. leading up to the Christmas holiday. The storm system's probably going to be forming on the edge of an Arctic boundary that's going to be dropping through much of the country.
After the Northeast got pummeled with about 2 feet of snow over the weekend, still tens of thousands in the Northeast without power. Overseas, a Thai Navy ship sunk in the Gulf of Thailand, and ships and helicopters were working Monday to rescue sailors from the water. As of mid-morning, 75 sailors had been plucked out of the drink, and 31 were still in. Strong winds blew seawater onto the craft, knocking out its electrical system Sunday evening. The Royal Thai Navy dispatched 3 frigates and 2 helicopters with mobile pumping machines to try to assist. President Biden facing pushback over his intention to run for re-election.
There's a new 60-second ad airing in New Hampshire urging the president not to launch a 2024 campaign.
With his low popularity, he's way too much of a gamble.
Don't run, Joe.
Don't run, Joe.
Don't run, Joe.
Don't run, Joe.
But the ad isn't from conservatives or Republicans. It's from the progressive organization Roots Action. The spot features liberal Democrats who criticize Mr. Biden for not doing more on the environment and universal health care.
That's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. More news at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
A unit of American International Group that played an outsized role in the 2008 global financial crisis is nearing its official end.
AIG says its financial products unit has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Bad bids on mortgages by the financial products unit knocked parent AIG off its feet, and a cascading series of bank failures nearly led to a global economic collapse. AIG was saved by a U.S.-funded bailout that exceeded $182 billion.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The company paid off those loans by 2013, and the AIG subsidiary ceased to function years ago and had no employees. There will be no material effect on AIG's finances because those losses were booked in 2008. Avatar: The Way of Water topped the weekend box office list. More breaking news at townhall.com. A police chief has been killed in an accident.
Authorities say Broadnax, Virginia Police Chief Joe Carey has died after he was hit by a pickup on the side of the road. State police say the 66-year-old veteran officer had pulled over to recover the remains of a dead animal on the road. The man driving the pickup was not injured. Police also say alcohol was not a factor in the crash. Jason Walker reporting.
Complaints from harvesters after Alabama closed some oystering areas, the move by the state's Marine Resource Division, part of a continuing effort to keep wild oyster reefs in the Gulf of Mexico from being killed by over-harvesting. The state closed the western half of its area in the Mobile Bay back in November and closed two small areas on the eastern half this past week. Officials say the closures aim to rebuild the state's population of the bivalve. More at townhall.com.
Capturing the Essence Salt Cave from 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, is happy to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those serving in the armed forces. Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs and can help with colds, allergies, asthma, COPD, arthritis, pain, inflammation, long-haul COVID, and help restore taste and smell. Perfect for all ages. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave. You can book now at CapturingTheEssence.com. Again, CapturingTheEssence.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And here we are on a weekend, and we are available in the doctor's office to take your questions. Plus, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. 877-726-8255 gets you right in to pose a question or share a comment. We invite you to join us today. And we've got lots of stuff to share with you. We're going to take a look at an interesting study that suggests that if you refuse the vaccine, you might be at more risk of having a traffic crash. We'll check that one out. Also, vitamin D deficiency may increase your risk of losing muscle strength by 78%. 877-726-8255, our number. We'll also take a look at why heart attacks rise during the holiday season. I want to wish a very happy holiday to our listeners. Hanukkah coming up, Christmas soon on its heels, and then a very happy New Year as we approach 2023. I've got some interesting stuff in our newsletter. We talked about the top 10 podcasts of 2022, also coming up next week in our newsletter at drhoffman.com. We're going to talk about the worst health stories of 2022. Yeah, there are a lot of them, and I've been doing damage control on them throughout the year. And it's kind of like Mr. Blackwell's list of worst-dressed women. I guess he passed away a few years ago, but it's still kind of a model for me to do a deep dive on some of the worst stories of the year, and they were a lot of them, a lot of journalistic malpractice. 877-726-8255, our number. Okay, let's go. All right, it's been about 3 weeks since I came down with COVID for the second time. I first came down with it a couple of months after I had the initial Pfizer series of two vaccines. Didn't help that much because I came down with COVID. And kind of miserable, but, you know, nothing really serious. I've been sicker in my life. That was in the winter of 2020, around Christmas time. And sure enough, after Thanksgiving, I developed a head cold. And just as a precaution, I tested myself for COVID because I had patients that week and, you know, places to go and people to see. And in the interest of not spreading it, I'm glad that I actually did the test because it confirmed that I didn't just have a flu or a head cold, but it was COVID. So this actually is the first day where I feel 100%. I mean, I recovered within a few days, but yeah, it's kind of like low energy, congestion, you know, I felt tired and a little out of sorts. But today, 100% recovery. It's been 3 weeks. And if you look at the official pronouncements from the CDC, there's actually a section on vitamins and supplements. And what they basically say is that they're worthless. They don't do anything to either prevent or hasten the resolution of COVID. And I also looked at a Mayo Clinic article, which basically said the same. It said, yeah, you know, you can take, you know, some of the standard medications, Paxlovid, et cetera. But vitamins and supplements don't do anything for COVID. Well, au contraire, according to an article just published, which is out of Sweden, and it's entitled Combined Metabolic Activators Accelerate Recovery in Mild to Moderate COVID-19. And it's very interesting. They took an interesting approach to this because they surmised that the most serious consequences of COVID are the hyperinflammatory response, which may be associated with deficiencies in NAD, that's nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide, and also glutathione. And so they targeted those things with their supplements. And here's what they did. And actually, most of these things I'm already taking, so I can attribute my relatively uneventful recovery to some of the supplements I took. I didn't take all of these things, but here's what they what the cocktail that they developed, and they call it a combined metabolic activator, a CMA. And the combo consisted of N-acetylcysteine, which is a glutathione precursor, nicotinamide riboside, which is a building block for NAD, and carnitine, along with an amino acid called serine. Now, serine is kind of like, you know, it's kind of like the Neptune or the Pluto in the solar system of supplements. Not very commonly used, that particular amino acid. But according to researchers, serine is required for optimal T-cell proliferation, which is part of the body's defense when you get sick. And also serine interconverts to glycine, which is also a building block for glutathione, so it's all good. So with that combination, carnitine, nicotinamide riboside, serine, and NAC, they found something very interesting. They hastened the resolution of COVID symptoms in patients. They did two studies. The results of both studies show that the time to complete recovery is significantly shorter in the CMA group, the group that took the supplements. So their recovery took 6.6 days versus 9.3 days in the controls who did not take the supplements. And then in the second experiment, resolution of COVID occurred in 5.7 days versus 9.2 days, which is statistically significant. It's not just, you know, like a half a day or, you know, a day or two. But it suggests that recovery was about 50% better with this combination of nutrients. So, you know, this season a lot of people are going to be exposed. Yeah, there's flu, there's RSV. These supplements may also be helpful in general for upper respiratory infections. But a lot of people, you know, even people that I know, I just talked to a couple of my colleagues, one on a Zoom call. And she said, well, I have COVID. Well, that's okay on a Zoom call, right? You know, we can talk via the Internet. And she reported that one of our good colleagues actually had to go to the hospital and was hospitalized for COVID. So we wish her well and hope that she has proper medical and nutritional support. Nutritional support matters when it comes to COVID. And if you want to find out more about that, we've got a free download for you at drhoffman.com. You can take your power back when it comes to your immune health. I've got a special report there, Immunity Reset, personalized plan to pandemic-proof your body and build resilience for a long, healthy life. Just go to drhoffman.com. Click on the Read drop-down menu and then click Immunity Reset. You know, we discuss all the factors that can help build your resilience because guess what? You know, people that I talk to, myself included, who've come down with COVID, I just took the initial two shots. I didn't bother with the boosters, but other people that I've talked to who are pretty sick with COVID, they're now on their fourth or fifth shot, including the bivalent Omicron booster, which seems to maybe have some minimal protective effect against COVID, but by no means a complete bulwark. We got to look to natural support to build our resilience in the face of these now widely circulating viral threats. 877-726-8255, our number. We welcome your calls, your comments here on today's Intelligent Medicine. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. Our lifespan is increasing, but what about our health span, the portion of our lives in which we're healthy? Extend your health span with SRW, Science Research Wellness. SRW is a nutraceutical company that curates the latest science and research to formulate supplements designed to support the structure, function, and processes within our cells that change with age. SRW's cell range line, cell 1, cell 2, and cell 3, constitute the complete cellular system range which supports the 9 areas of the cell to change with age, the 9 hallmarks of aging. SRW's carefully selected cutting-edge ingredients and formulations support the aging process in a way that previous generations have not had access to. Learn more about the science behind SRW, the 9 hallmarks of aging, and how you can find out your biological age by going to srw.co. That's srw.co, SRW, the science of aging well, srw.co. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flavonatrals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance, but
You'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flavonatrol's chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to flavonatrols.com. That's flavonatrols.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at just $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift for Christmas or for your car or truck. Stop by 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
NorCal Tractor Trailer Rentals and Sales enjoy giving back and supporting our community. That's why when they were asked to join the Hero Circle for Heroes of the North State Toys for Tots Toy Drive, it was an easy yes. The thought of helping to give to children in Shasta County this Christmas season and helping bring joy to their hearts has been a blessing to them all. NorCal Tractor Trailer and Rentals would like to thank the community for rising above and providing giggles and laughter this holiday season.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Merry Christmas from Maaco. With the shopping season underway, tight parking lots can lead to minor fender benders, door dings, or even vehicle scratches. And Maaco Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive has the perfect Christmas gift or stocking stuffer. A gift certificate from Maaco, which can be applied to a new paint job or use it to repair dents, dings, and damage. Uh-oh, better call Maaco at 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Merry Christmas from Maaco.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
It's a nice article in the Wall Street Journal reminding us why heart attacks rise during the holiday season. And they cite statistics showing that more cardiac deaths happen on December 25th, December 26th, and January 1st than on any other days of the year, research has shown. And I can attest to that because being Jewish, I usually had to do the emergency room shifts for my non-Jewish colleagues who were celebrating Christmas. So I was there, chaos ensued. Among the problems that increase around holiday time, something that we used to call holiday heart. When people drink a lot, they're more prone to atrial fibrillation. And so it turns out that emergency department visits for atrial fibrillation in California, for instance, are significantly higher during Christmas and New Year's, according to research published this year in Nature Cardiovascular Research. And so there are a variety of components to this this holiday phenomenon. Number one is stress, because it is stressful. It's stressful because you got to give a lot of gifts. You got to make out a lot of tips. It's time to make your year-end contributions. So, you know, money problems can be an issue, you know, as you max out on your credit cards. And also there's a lot of travel and the dislocation of traveling, family gatherings where infections can be transmitted. And when you get sick, your blood literally curdles. It thickens. And so that may increase the risk for a blood clot in your brain, which is called a stroke, or in your heart, which is called a myocardial infarction. And it turns out that people's risk of having a heart attack is about four times as high within 2 hours of eating a heavy meal, according to research presented at the American Heart Association conference in the year 2000. So a single meal can do you in. And, yeah, there's a lot of sugar, there's a lot of alcohol, there's a lot of potential precipitants. So pace yourself, take some time for exercise. That's something I try to power through the holiday season by, you know, creating a little time for my own exercise and trying to eat particularly carefully when I'm not going to a party or to a relative, and keep your sugar and alcohol down. Yeah, you're going to indulge a little bit, but minimize your exposure. Take your supplements continually. And nice segue to this announcement, because you can reduce stress and sleep better this holiday season with a Plus CBD Holiday Survival Kit. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I think it's a real breakthrough in herbal products. Something quite unique. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CB Sciences. Their Plus CBD Holiday Survival Kit, great idea, includes CBD Calm, which helps ease tension, soothe irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment through a blend of Plus CBD's award-winning full-spectrum CBD, plus L-theanine, and 5-HTP. The bundle also includes CBD Sleep, which aids occasional sleeplessness, with CBD plus melatonin, as well as soothing magnolia bark extract and relaxing lemon balm. Both products are backed by science, clinically researched active ingredients. My family can't get enough of these, you know, between CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. They are really a godsend. So treat yourself or give the gift of peaceful days and tranquil nights to your loved ones. It's a great holiday gift. To order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30. Forget this, 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for your Plus CBD Holiday Survival Kit. 30% off. We really want you to give it a whirl. 877-726-8255. This item is kind of interesting because ivermectin has been in the crosshairs because it was proposed as an early treatment for COVID, and the result was a lot of people got canceled on social media. Pharmacies wouldn't prescribe it, even if you wanted to give it to your patients. There were government edicts in some states and a federal throttling down on ivermectin prescribing. And I got to admit that some of the studies on ivermectin, while initial studies showed that it was very promising, other studies showed that it didn't do that much for COVID. But still, a lot of people, anecdotally, I will tell you that a lot of people that I know took ivermectin at the early stages of COVID, and it appears to have turned them around. And that could be a coincidence. But here's a very interesting new study. Ivermectin for cancer, according to, in a particular instance in relationship to cancer, this is not in all cancers and not as a standalone, but when combined with new types of immunotherapies for cancer, these new drugs are called checkpoint inhibitors. They're anti-PD-1 antibody drugs, and they're in limited use, but for specific cancers, they can really be helpful. Combining them with ivermectin increases survival, reduces metastases, it converts cold tumors to hot tumors, thus rendering them more susceptible to the conventional immunotherapy. So a new role for this very fascinating, versatile drug in the treatment of certain cancers. That's quite a surprise. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
This report is sponsored by Campfire Films. The movie Climb is an inspirational film about a man, his bike, his family, and his quest to return to competitive cycling after suffering a catastrophic accident. It's a documentary written and directed by Neil Myers, who's at the center of the story. 4 years ago, Neil was part of a relay team that competed in triathlons all over the U.S. One day, while on a training ride in Santa Barbara, he rounded a curve to find a truck headed right at him. Neil explains what happened next.
I broke 15 bones in 26 places, collapsed both lungs, and had a brain bleed. Took a month in the hospital and 2 months of rehab before I was able to ride again. After a year, I was back on the starting line. It's really a story of how a community helped me recover.
Climb has won 26 awards, including Best Documentary, Best Cinematography, and Best Original Score. You can watch the film at climbdoc.org. That's climbdoc.org.
As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Eligible for Medicare benefits? Medicare's open enrollment period ends soon, and when it does, an estimated 31.8 million Americans will have picked a Medicare Advantage plan for their health coverage in the coming year. What is Medicare Advantage? It's part of Medicare and offers approved private coverage plans in partnership with the federal government, which sets the rules. You still have Medicare, but it's covered by your health plan of choice instead of the traditional fee-for-service Medicare. Research shows Medicare Advantage can save seniors $2,000 per year on health costs. It might also cover additional benefits not included under traditional Medicare, such as dental, vision, in-home health, meal delivery services, and more. A spokesperson for the nonprofit Better Medicare Alliance says with average monthly premiums the lowest in 16 years, Medicare Advantage can save seniors money on health care at a time when the increased cost of living is cutting into fixed incomes. To find out more about Medicare Advantage, visit medicare.gov. Nearly half of those eligible have enrolled. Remember, the deadline ends soon.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. And that number is available to you 24-7, 365. So should a question arise for you on Christmas Eve, you can call 877-726-8255 and record your question, and we'll take it up in a subsequent broadcast. But meanwhile, let's hear one of those.
Hi. My problem is I have cracks on my tongue, and I've had them for about 5 years. And I've been going to many, many different doctors, and I have, like, red spots here and there on my tongue, and they are sore at times. And my latest medication has been diphenhydramine, lidocaine, 2%, and acid, but nothing that I have had does any good for me. So I was wondering if there's anything else I can do.
Okay. Well, let's take a look at this common situation, which is cracks or fissures in the tongue, which has a prevalence of about 5% in the general population. And it's thought that it may have a genetic basis. I know that my mom had these awful-looking cracks in her tongue, and she attributed that to a case of childhood scarlatina that she had way back when, probably it was in the 1930s. But it may just be that these things are genetic and of little consequence. There is some association between cracks in the tongue and psoriasis, it is thought, and also in some people with Down syndrome, they have a higher prevalence of cracks in the tongue. But it does not appear to be of any clinical significance. It doesn't portend any horrible thing is going to happen, and nor is it something that can be healed with medicine or vitamins. But what you report is kind of a variant on burning mouth syndrome. There seems to be some kind of inflammation in your mouth. And what you're taking is basically a painkiller. It's lidocaine for your tongue. And so that requires kind of a workup by an oral pathologist, which is different than a dentist. You know, dentist looks at the teeth and the gums and, yeah, the tongue to some extent. But some doctors specialize in the mouth and the tongue and diseases of the gum and the palate. And so it is sometimes the case that an undiagnosed fungal infection can cause irritation in the mouth. There's also such a thing as burning mouth syndrome, which is neurological in origin, which means that no antifungal medication is going to fix it, and probably even putting some steroids on your tongue is not going to fix it. And lidocaine may blunt the discomfort, but it is a type of neuropathy, like peripheral neuropathy in the feet, but it occurs in the tongue. And that may respond to medications, but it turns out that a nutrient called alpha-lipoic acid can be helpful for burning mouth syndrome. So I don't know exactly what's going on with you. I'd have to look at the tests. I'd have to look at your tongue. And see what the opinions of all these other doctors you've been to have been. But it may be that a trial of alpha lipoic acid is warranted because it wouldn't hurt. And it may actually help to alleviate the discomfort. It's worth a try. 877-726-8255, our number. And let me remind you that if you want to harness the energy you need to get through the hectic holiday season, try NT Factor's holiday sale. You can get 20% off all orders of $150 or more now through December 31st. So stock up. Just use the code SAVE20 at ntfactor.com. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to repair damaged cells. It works on the mitochondria to improve your body's natural energy production. Clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half and also reduces some of the aspects of aging. There's the mitochondrial theory of aging, and when your mitochondria wear out, game over for you. NT Factor is all natural and available in a variety of formulations tailored to your specific needs. I've been using NT Factor for years, and I prescribe it for my patients. So take advantage of NT Factor's holiday sale and stock up for the new year. Get 20% off all orders of $150 or more through December 31st. Call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or use code SAVE20 at ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Okay, there's all kinds of weird studies coming out now about COVID. And top on the list, in my opinion, is this one entitled COVID Vaccine Hesitancy and Risk of a Traffic Crash. Is it possible that by getting a vaccination, you can reduce your risk of getting into a traffic crash, being injured or dying? Wow. Interesting study. What do they do? They looked at over 11 million individuals, of whom 16% had not received a COVID vaccine. 84% had received a COVID vaccine. This group accounted for nearly 7,000 traffic crashes. Here's what they found. Unvaccinated individuals accounted for a 72% increased relative risk compared with those who are vaccinated. Whoa. So they're saying that these data suggest that COVID vaccine hesitancy is associated with significant increased risks of a traffic crash. An awareness of these risks might help to encourage more COVID vaccination. You think? Do you really think that the results of this study are going to convince vaccine-hesitant people to take the vaccine, not to prevent COVID, because they may already be convinced that the vaccine is darn near worthless? They're vaccine-hesitant. But yet another motivation for them to take the shot would be to avoid a traffic accident. That's what kind of what they're saying here. But this is an example of something called reverse causation, which means that correlation is not causation. And it may not be that being unvaccinated causes you to have traffic accidents, but the people who have more traffic accidents may be risk takers. They may not obey speed limits, right? Because they didn't obey the edicts to take the vaccine. They're rebels. So when this speed limit sign says 55 miles per hour, they're going 75 because they don't follow rules. And maybe, just maybe, they also engage in more risky behaviors vis-a-vis COVID. They don't wear masks. They don't pay attention to the need to avoid crowds. They travel. They do a lot of things that might increase their risk of COVID. And that's actually the take-home of this study, because studies that show the benefit of taking vaccines show that maybe people have less severe COVID or people get less COVID, they're tainted by this phenomenon which is that vaccinated people are different than refuseniks. Refuseniks might be more prone to more risky behaviors. They might also drink more alcohol or smoke or take less care of their diets. Maybe they exercise less. And thus they may be more prone to COVID. And then the statistics show that the vaccine shows an edge when it comes to protection from COVID. But actually, that edge is less than what we think because of the behavioral differences between vaccinated people and unvaccinated people. See what I'm saying? So, one of the more insidious things in this article as I read it is that they throw out this interesting little suggestion. Their suggestion that insurers may want to take advantage of this phenomenon and ask if people have taken a vaccination. And if they haven't taken a vaccination, they would rate them higher risk and increase their insurance premiums. How'd you like that as a way to coerce people to take the vaccine? You got to declare on your automobile insurance disclosure that you haven't taken the vaccine, and then they hike your premiums. Yikes. 877-726-8255, our number. And this one here. Vitamin D deficiency increases the risk of losing muscle strength by 78%. There's a word for it. You've heard of sarcopenia, that is the loss of muscle volume. Your muscles shrink as you age, you become frail. The word is dynapenia. It means age-associated loss of muscle strength. That's a new one on me. It turns out that vitamin D supplementation can reduce the risk of dynapenia in older people by 78%. The article is in a journal called Musculoskeletal Research, and they explain that vitamin D is known to participate in various functions of the organism. It's a hormone, and its many roles, including helping to repair muscles and releasing calcium for muscle contraction kinetics. Without calcium, your muscles can't contract, and vitamin D is important for calcium absorption. It was therefore expected to cause muscle alterations of some kind, and that's exactly what our study proved, said this Brazilian researcher. Research was conducted in conjunction with the University College in London. The main conclusion was that individuals with vitamin D deficiency, which was defined as less than 30 nanomoles per liter in the blood. Now, translate that to what we commonly use in the U.S. is a different measure, nanograms per deciliter. So 30 nanomoles per liter is about 12 nanograms per deciliter. That's pretty low vitamin D. That's what they define as outright vitamin D deficiency. They had, not surprisingly, had a 70% higher risk of developing dynapenia by the end of the four-year study than those with normal levels of vitamin D, which is defined as more than 50 nanomoles per liter, which is greater than 20. So, you know, you guys running around taking a lot of vitamin D, you probably have 50, 60, 70 nanograms per deciliter vitamin D, but greater than 20 takes you into a safer zone when it comes to muscle strength. So they say this is in itself an important finding, as it shows that vitamin D deficiency heightens the risk of muscle weakness by 70%. And the problem is that muscle weakness contributes to the risk of death because you're more likely to fall, you're more likely to break a hip, which is an event that is disastrous for people in their eighth or ninth decade. And it also results in individuals becoming unable to take care of themselves and requiring hospitalization in care facilities because they can't move around. And, you know, use it or lose it, you know, you have muscle weakness, you can't exercise, and your muscles deteriorate further. So make sure you have adequate levels of vitamin D. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. Our lifespan is increasing, but what about our health span, the portion of our lives in which we're healthy? Extend your health span with SRW, Science Research Wellness. SRW is a nutraceutical company that curates the latest science and research to formulate supplements designed to support the structure, function, and processes within our cells that change with age. SRW's cell range line, cell 1, cell 2, and cell 3, constitute the complete cellular system range which supports the 9 areas of the cell to change with age, the 9 hallmarks of aging. SRW's carefully selected cutting-edge ingredients and formulations support the aging process in a way that previous generations have not had access to. Learn more about the science behind SRW, the 9 hallmarks of aging, and how you can find out your biological age by going to srw.co. That's srw.co. SRW, the science of aging well. srw.co. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flavonatrals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flavonatrals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to flavonaturals.com. That's flavonaturals.com.
See yourself accurately. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Did you ever notice that when students don't do well on a test, they blame the teacher or the test? But if they do well, they take full credit for being smart. That's called self-serving bias. And it happens to more than just students. It happens to you and me as well. We all have a tendency, at least at times, to blame others when things don't go well, but take credit for the times that things do go well. Although there's not too much wrong with that, the fact is, it's not always accurate. To know yourself, you have to see yourself as accurately as possible, and sometimes that means recognizing what is really your responsibility, and sometimes it means recognizing the ways in which others are helpful for you. For help learning to see yourself, visit drchristianconti.com. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
Hey, I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more about us at gearhartlaw.com. Along with Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, The Road to Entrepreneurship.
And here is Dr. Travis Fox and Michelle Fox, founders of Ultimate Business Quest.
The employees do not understand what it takes to create and build a company. So just the sheer fact of being able to go through the app and be like, oh my gosh, is that what it took to build this organization that I'm working for? So it's a twofold thing.
Yeah. But also too, we designed the app for entrepreneurs who are starting their own business and start up all the way to, and it's levels. You qualify yourself. We actually give you a qualification. What level of business are you at? You answer your own questions. That's how you start to play the quest. We also built it for employees.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
To find a broadcast near you, visit our website at passagetoprofitshow.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. If you're in the market for a new laptop for work or play, I'm here to tell you about the ultra-lightweight ZenBook S13 Flip OLED from Asus. This is an elegant, powerful companion for those with busy lifestyles. Featuring a versatile 360-degree ErgoLift hinge, a long-lasting battery, and superb connectivity, your eyes will appreciate the brilliant 16x10 2.8K OLED Nano Edge touchscreen with 100% color accuracy. On the audio front, the Harman Kardon certified Dolby Atmos sound system provides immersive multidimensional audio. With its powerful 12th gen Intel Core processor, modern design, and fresh new colors, the Asus ZenBook S13 Flip OLED is true perfection in a laptop. Do great things on a Windows PC. Visit Asus.com for more. That's Asus.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number, 877-726-8255, is the way to get through to us. You can call us now, or you can record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
I have a question about the MTHFR, the genetic mutation. I just recently had a blood test, and my current level of homocysteine is 7.3. I was told that I have heterozygous detection for the C677T and the A129HC mutation. So I apparently have both mutations of this MTHFR. What is this, and what can I do as far as diet and lifestyle and to help optimize my health?
Okay. So this is an important issue in integrative medicine. It's the MTHFR genetic SNP. And it's not really a mutation. A mutation is often something that's bad, that causes you to have a disease or a disability. This is actually a variation on normal. And what you have is there are two major sites for methyl tetrahydrofolate reductase, which is abbreviated MTHFR, thank goodness. And this is a methylation gene, and methylation plays an important role in a wide variety of functions in the body. And people who have one, like the 677, well, I have one, but I don't have the other, they're pretty normal. It's actually high prevalence in the general population, one of the variations. But when you have a double hit, it's more likely that you have problems. And problems can sometimes be manifest as a high homocysteine, but you don't have a high homocysteine. You have a normal homocysteine. And it may be that you're taking adequate B vitamins to bring your homocysteine down. B vitamins are actually the solution for people who have weak methylation pathways. The vitamins in question are vitamin B12, vitamin B6, and folate, and to some extent vitamin B2. And we sometimes give TMG or betaine to people who have problems with this. So there's supplements that comprise all these nutrients and can help support methylation. So types of problems that can occur, maybe brain or psychological problems. I have some patients who have those SNPs, both parents, and the kids may suffer from intellectual disabilities or, you know, autism spectrum disorders. But it's hard to say if this will really manifest as a problem. It also may increase the likelihood of various other types of problems. But because this is such a prevalent thing throughout the body, it's hard to see how this is going to manifest. And the nice thing about it is that it can be alleviated by taking the proper methylation support. Dr. Kara Fitzgerald has written extensively about that. We did a nice podcast with her about methylation, and she's a good resource on that subject. So if you can find that podcast in our podcast archives or look her up, she is a good resource on discussing these types of problems. Okay, this item, very interesting, is that in California, it is now punishable to offer COVID misinformation to your patients or online. They passed a law in California, which is the COVID misinformation law, California Assembly Bill 2098, signed into law September 30th. It subjects the state's doctors to discipline, including the suspension of their medical licenses, for sharing misinformation or disinformation about COVID-19 with their patients. So when it comes to COVID, there's been so many changes. I mean, what used to be misinformation or disinformation, like the vaccine doesn't work 100%, the vaccine doesn't prevent transmission, turns out to be true. The vaccine has no side effects, turns out to be false. It's a moving target, and they're actually pushing back on that. They're filing lawsuits to prevent the implementation of this draconian anti-free speech law that for some reason, in a moral panic, they passed in California. California way ahead of the curve in a lot of ways. This is not good. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
This report is sponsored by Kia America. Kia America is getting a head start on New Year's and giving people nationwide a chance to see and touch the future with a cross-country tour of the iconic Times Square New Year's Eve 2023 numerals that will illuminate New York City's Times Square on December 31st. Towed cross-country from Los Angeles to New York City by a 2023 Kia Telluride X Pro, stops are scheduled in Las Vegas, Nashville, Washington, D.C., and Philadelphia. On December 20th, the numerals will arrive in New York City's Times Square, just in time for the world-famous ball drop on New Year's Eve. For the third consecutive year, Kia is the official sponsor of the New Year's Eve countdown, and James Bell, head of corporate communications, Kia America, explains,
"At Kia, we believe in giving back to the local communities in which we live. And what better way than a once-in-a-lifetime chance to see and touch the future, share the fun, and feel the excitement of New Year's Eve in Times Square? We hope this helps accelerate all of the good things to come in 2023.
For more,
the news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. A series of economic reports this upcoming week will focus on the health of the housing market in the midst of rising interest rates.
Monday will bring release of the National Association of Home Builders Home Builders Index for December. That's to be followed Tuesday by an update on the number of building permits issued and new houses started in November. A report on existing home sales due Wednesday, while Friday will bring an update on new home sales. Also this week, reports on consumer sentiment and the closely watched Consumer Confidence Index for December will be issued Wednesday. Rich Thomason reporting.
Severe turbulence rocked a flight from Phoenix to Honolulu Sunday, seriously injuring 11 people in what Hawaiian Airlines call an isolated and unusual event. The flight was full, carrying 278 passengers along with 10 crew members. The director of Honolulu Emergency Medical Services say 20 people were taken to the hospital, including 11 deemed to be in serious condition. Republicans will assume control of the House of Representatives in just a couple of weeks, and Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy's the presumptive new majority leader. He tells the Salem Radio Network he expects to unite his party.
I've been leader for 4 years. I won last election cycle and this election cycle. We won the majority. They don't hand gavels out in small, medium, and large. They give you one-size gavel. If you're concerned about the border, you're concerned about accountability, there can't be one subpoena to go out.
McCarthy says Republicans are the only ones trying to turn inflation around, reduce the flow of fentanyl into the U.S. from the southern border, and counteract the dangerous activities of communist China. Speaking of the southern border, cities along the area are setting in motion humanitarian efforts, including emergency food, shelter, and transportation services ahead of the expected dramatic increase when Title 42 expires on Wednesday. Townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pain from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
The father of the Illinois man charged with killing 7 people at a July 4th parade appeared in court Saturday. He's facing 7 felony counts for helping his son get a gun license.
Robert Cremo Jr.'s bond was set at $50,000. The judge agreed to his release. He must hand over any guns at home. On Friday, when Cremo turned himself in, Lake County State's Attorney Eric Reinhart said charges were based on the dad sponsoring his son's application for a gun license before the July 4th shooting outside Chicago.
Parents and guardians are in the best position to decide whether their teenagers should have a weapon.
Reinhart wouldn't elaborate, but authorities have said accused shooter Robert Cremo III attempted suicide by machete, and family members had said he threatened to kill everyone. I'm Julie Walker.
More breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A U.S. French satellite that will map almost all of the world's oceans, lakes, and rivers is now in orbit.
The SpaceX rocket launched from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. About the size of an SUV, the satellite will measure the height of water on more than 90% of the Earth's surface, allowing scientists to track the flow and identify potential high-risk areas. It will also survey millions of lakes as well as 1.3 million miles of rivers. The satellite will also reveal the location and speed of rising sea levels and the shift of coastlines, key to saving lives and property. John Scott reporting.
Germany opened its first liquefied gas terminal Saturday, Chancellor Olaf Scholz declaring the speed with which the terminal was put into service as a signal of Europe's biggest economy will remain strong. The terminals in the North Seaport of Wilhelmshaven are part of a drive to prevent an energy crunch. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell in Christmastime Comedy, first with My Friend Irma, and then we belly up to the bar for a bit of spiked eggnog at Duffy's Tavern. Joining Marie Wilson and Kathy Lewis in this opening episode will be John Brown as boyfriend Al, Gloria Gordon as landlady Mrs. O'Reilly, and Hans Conried as Professor Kropotkin. It's a Christmas broadcast from December 22nd, 1947.
Lieber Brothers Company, makers of Swan, the soap that gives you a wonderful new kind of suds, presents...
Our friend, Swan,
with my friend, Irma.
starring Mary Wilson as Irma and Kathy Lewis as Jane.
Friendship, just the perfect friendship. When other friendships have been forgot, theirs will still be hot. My friend Irma.
Here it is, Christmas Eve at 8224 West 73rd Street, New York City. And on the third floor in apartment 3B, all is serene and quiet, except for Irma Peterson, who is reading.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring. Oh, look, Jane, a mouse!
Now, don't get excited. Don't get excited. It's lost. It's probably looking for Professor Kropotkin's room.
Oh, gee, Jane, I've never been so happy on Christmas Eve. And that's because I have such wonderful friends. You and Richard and Mrs. O'Reilly and Professor Kropotkin. And, of course, Al.
Oh, by all means, Al.
Of course, I can't really consider Al a friend because I'm going to marry him.
Well, naturally.
And, Jane, you don't know what it means to have a few good friends you can count on, especially on Christmas Eve, when you'd like to be with your family, but mine lives over 1,500 miles from here.
You know, Irma, you never say much about your family.
Oh, Jane, there isn't much to say. They're just an average family, just like me. Perfectly normal people. For instance, there's Bertha Peterson, my younger sister. She's not as old as I am.
Yeah, it figures.
And there's my brother, Ernie Peterson. He's engaged. To be married, of course.
Of course. Honey, what about your parents?
I miss them the most. They were just like a mother and father to me.
You know, that happens in most families, Emma.
Gee, they're all in Minnesota, and I'm here. But I'm not lonesome because I'm surrounded by good friends, and, Jane, I really appreciate them. That's why I'm giving a Christmas Eve surprise party tonight for you, Richard, Professor Kropotkin, Miss O'Reilly, and Al.
Tonight? Mm-hmm. Oh, gee, Irma, honey, I don't know how to tell you, but you see...
Tell me what?
Well, dear, you see... excuse me a minute, will you, honey? Hello? Oh, yeah, hello, Richard. What? Yes, I know it's formal. No, I've never been to the Long Island Country Club. Yeah, I'm terribly excited. It'll be our first Christmas Eve together. Yeah, I'll be ready. Goodbye, dear.
Jane, you mean you're going out tonight with Richard? What about my Christmas Eve party?
Well, honey, you didn't say anything about it, and Richard invited me to a Christmas party at the Long Island Country Club, and I'd hate to miss it. It's the affair of the season.
But this is Christmas Eve, and I thought we'd be together. Christmas Eve isn't like other holidays, you know.
Well, I realize that, honey.
Oh, I could understand if it was Independence Day. Then we wouldn't have to be together. We could be independent.
Oh, honey. Honestly, honey, I'm terribly sorry, but there's just nothing I can do about it now. You see, Richard asked me weeks ago, and... Well, anyway, my not being here shouldn't spoil your party. You'll still have Professor Kropotkin and Mrs. O'Reilly and Al.
I understand, Jane. I still have the others.
Sure. Come in.
It's only me, Professor Kropotkin. How are my two little Christmas trees? One full grown and one a little sapling. Excuse me, a little Yuletide joke. By the way, girls, a Merry Christmas to you both.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Merry Christmas, Professor.
I hope you'll excuse me for coming down. I don't mean to interrupt, but I wasn't feeling so good. And when I don't feel good, I always rush out of my room as fast as I can.
Why?
I wouldn't be found dead in that place. Well, girls, do you realize tonight's Christmas Eve?
Oh, yes. And just look at that blanket of snow outside. Isn't it lovely?
That is a matter of opinion. If Mrs. O'Reilly doesn't put glass in my windows, not only will I have a blanket of snow, but I'll have a carpet of the same material.
Irma, you better ask the professor about this evening, honey, before it's too late.
Oh, yes. Professor, will you come to my Christmas Eve party tonight?
Tonight? Oh, Irma, I'm so sorry.
You mean you can't come either?
It can be helped, Irma. Tonight I'm playing my fiddle at the Gypsy Tea Room. I've been practicing all day.
Oh, that's terrible.
I know, but they pay me for it.
Gee, first Jane disappoints me and now you.
Well, look, honey, the professor can't help it. He must earn a living. And after all, you'll still have Mrs. O'Reilly and maybe the Martins upstairs. And, of course, there's Al. Come in.
Oh, hello, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Oh, the same to you, Mrs. O'Reilly.
Merry Christmas.
Say, Mrs. O'Reilly, that's a beautiful wreath you got on your door downstairs. But that sign in the middle of it.
Oh, you don't like it?
Merry Christmas, lots of cheer. Remember the landlady or you'll freeze next year. To me, it's not a sentimental thought.
Oh, Mrs. O'Reilly, I'm giving a big surprise Christmas Eve party tonight for you and Al. Will you come tonight?
Oh, Irma, darling, I'm so sorry.
You mean you're busy, too?
Yes, the Martins have invited me to go to Jersey with them. And since they owe me 4 months' back rent, I can't afford to let them get on the train by themselves.
This is awful. First Jane turned me down, and then the professor, and now you.
Well, maybe next year, Irma. Merry Christmas, and goodbye.
Oh, Jane.
Oh, sweetie, now stop crying. I know you're disappointed, but you should have told us about your party earlier. Besides, you won't be left alone. You won't be left alone. You bought some food, didn't you?
What do you mean? Of course I bought food.
Then Al will show up. I'll guarantee it.
Speaking of food, I think I'll go up to my room and have my dinner.
Oh, are you cooking, Professor?
No, I take one look at that dump and I sit down and eat my heart out. Merry Christmas, girls. I'm sorry, Irma.
Honey, I'm sorry things turned out this way for you.
It's all right, Jane. This is one way of finding out who my real friends are. They're Al, every one of them.
Come in.
Hello, Jane. Hi, chicken. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Al.
Oh, Al, merry, merry Christmas. I'm so glad to see you.
Same here, chicken. I like being with you, too. You mind if I warm my hands on the radiator?
Of course not, honey. How did they get so cold?
Wanted to take the crosstown trolley, but with all that snow on the ground, it took me 4 hours to find a transfer.
That's too bad. Your poor face, it's so red.
Red face? Well, that ain't from the cold, chicken. They caught me with yesterday's transfer.
Oh, my goodness, look at the time. And Richard's going to pick me up in an hour. I'm not even dressed yet. Aren't you going to take your top coat off, Al?
Oh, thanks, Jane, but I ain't staying. Just come in to wish chicken a Merry Christmas. I got to be on my way. Got a big deal brewing.
Oh, Al.
Oh, chicken, it's important.
You and your deal.
Well, business is business, chicken. I got to be running along.
But I'll be left all alone on Christmas Eve. And Al, I depended on you. My own boyfriend.
Chicken, if I could only explain.
Oh, don't bother. None of you must think very much of me if you can leave me alone on Christmas Eve. Fine friends I have. Goodbye.
How do you like that?
Al, of all the low-down, contemptible, good-for-nothing...
Now, hold it, Jane. I won't have you saying those things about the girl I love.
I'm not talking about Irma. I mean you. How could you desert her Christmas Eve of all nights? Gee, me, I have to go out with Richard, but you're her boyfriend.
Well, Jane, I love Irma. And when a man's in love, he's not responsible. He may do strange things. Things he'd never do in his right mind.
What are you talking about?
I went and got a job.
You got a job? Al, have you been drinking?
I knew it'd shock you, but it's just for one night. Want to make a little dough and buy Irma a present.
Well, I apologize, Al. I'm sorry I yelled at you.
Forget it.
Listen. Listen, Al. It's the Christmas carolers.
See, that's pretty. I'd like to stay, but I got to get to work. Tell Irma I'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Bye, Al. Richard. It's Jane.
Jane? What's wrong? You sound terrible.
Richard, I can't go with you to the Christmas dance.
Why not? Are you ill?
No, Richard, I'm all right. It's just that, Irma hasn't any family or relatives in New York, and this Christmas Eve all our friends seem to be busy, and, I just couldn't leave her alone, Richard.
I wouldn't want you to.
Are you sure you mean that, Richard?
Of course, honey, I understand. But I'll talk to you tomorrow. Goodbye, and Merry Christmas, Jane.
Merry Christmas, Richard. Al, I thought you left.
Came back for my hat. I didn't mean to eavesdrop, Jane, but if you're willing to give up a good time tonight for Irma, I guess it's my duty to be with Chicken, too.
Oh, Al, that'd be just wonderful. Well, what about the present you were going to get for Irma? If you don't work tonight, where'll you get the money for it?
I'm going to hock my watch.
Oh, but Al, that's the only thing you own. You know that no matter how bad times have been, you always said you'd never hock your watch.
Well, a man like me don't need a watch. I sleep all day, so time is not important. And at night, it's too late to do anything.
Yeah. Come in. Oh, it's you, Professor.
Excuse me, Jenny. I've been thinking about poor little Irma and... Well, I decided to give up the job, so tonight I could be with her.
Oh, but, Professor, won't that cost you money? You get big tips during Christmas.
On Christmas Eve, it's not important to make money. It's important to be with friends. After all, what's money?
Well, it's pretty important.
I see you've been talking to Mrs. O'Reilly again. No, my little Irma has no father in New York, so tonight Professor Kropotkin will be her father.
Attaboy, Pop.
Listen, Al, the first chance I get, I'm disinheriting you.
Excuse me, everybody. I took the liberty of walking in.
Oh, Mrs. O'Reilly, I thought you were on your way to New Jersey.
Well, I changed my mind. I got to thinking about poor little Irma being all alone tonight. And I just didn't have the heart to go. I'm going to stay here with Irma.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Professor Kropotkin just said he's going to be her father.
I tell you, if that's the case, I'll be her mother.
I got news for you. If you're the mother, I'll be on the train for Reno in the morning.
Now, listen, everybody. I've got a wonderful idea. Irma was going to throw a surprise party for us, and now we'll throw one for her. We'll give her the best Christmas any girl ever had.
Swell. I'll go out and hock my watch and buy the present.
I'll go get my violin.
And we can have the party in my apartment. It's bigger. Come along, Janie. We'll start decorating. Oh, it'll be a merry Christmas. Come on, Professor. Take my arm.
A fair swap. She's been taking my blood all year.
Oh, honestly, just wait until Irma finds out. She'll be the happiest girl in New York.
Where to, miss?
Please, mister, what is the fare to Minneapolis?
$58 round trip.
$58? I only have six. Where can I go for $6?
$6? Let me see. How about Niagara Falls?
Oh, I couldn't go to Niagara Falls. I'm not even married. I'll find some other place to go. Merry Christmas.
You're listening to My Friend Irma. We'll be right back after we take a brief intermission.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's get rid of honey. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only about it, God can't about it, nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
It's time to put a stop to boring Christmases, gift giving, and mass produced items, and take a trip to Memory Lane. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage makes gift giving easy. We have something for everyone. Antique carnival glass, superhero collectibles, beautiful jewelry, vintage clothing, and best of all, it's all in one location. You don't have to break the budget this holiday season to give somebody something they'll cherish. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Oh, Al, what are we going to do? It's getting so late. Oh, that must be Irma. Now, let's all surprise her. Stand over there. Let's put out all the lights and give her a big kiss.
Come in.
Merry Christmas, honey.
Here's one for me.
You too, my darling daughter. For goodness sake, will someone please put on the lights?
Richard!
I thought Irma needed a shave.
Richard, I didn't expect you. I thought you went to the club.
Well, I couldn't take it. Same old crowd, same old monotony. So I realized that I'd rather be here with real people on Christmas Eve.
Oh, Richard, I'm so happy, and you're more than welcome.
Where's Irma?
Well, she kind of thought we were all deserting her, so she went out in a huff. That's why we're throwing a surprise party for her, and we're waiting for her to come back.
I don't want to find chicken until we can get a Christmas tree, though. Got any ideas, Richard?
Well, why don't we go out and buy one?
Nice gesture, Richard. We'll wait here for you.
Richard, you don't have to.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Jane. I saw several on the way over. I'll have one in a few minutes. I'll be right back.
And I'll get the cake out of the oven.
And I'll make some punch.
And I'll tell you when it's right. Hey, Jane, what are you crying about? The party's taking form.
I know. It's so wonderful having everybody pitch in, Richard getting a tree and all of you giving up things. This is the most wonderful Christmas I ever had.
Look, lady, this is your third round trip on this ferry boat. Ain't you got a home? Ain't you got any friends?
No.
Well, take my advice. Go get some.
All right, I'll try. Thank you, and Merry Christmas to you.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way.
Sleigh.
Oh, what fun it is to ride. On a sleigh.
Hey, hold it, fellas. Look, lady, we're Christmas carolers. Now, we don't do this for a living, but we enjoy it. And we rehearse a great deal. Now, we don't mind you joining us, but we like to have the sleigh come after the horse.
I'm sorry.
Okay, fellas. Let's do it again.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride.
When the horse comes after the sleigh.
Look, lady, would you mind running along?
Oh, all right. I was just lonely. Merry Christmas.
Come in, lady. Have you got a dime for a cup of coffee?
Oh, yes, poor man. Merry Christmas. Maybe you ought to have another dime for a donut.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, dear, I don't have any change.
Would you like me to break that five for you?
If you don't mind. Are you all alone in New York, too?
Yeah. How about you?
I'm from Minnesota.
Minnesota? How well I know that place. You know, you look very familiar.
I do? Well, my name is Peterson.
Of course. You're Peterson's little daughter.
My father's name is George.
Yeah, let me think. Peterson. Say, that must be George Peterson.
How did you know?
Why, I remember you used to live in,
Minneapolis.
And let me see. George Peterson, Minneapolis. That's the place. I never forget a name.
Oh, well, it's so nice to meet old friends.
Yeah.
Especially when you're lonely. You can keep the $5, sir.
Oh, thank you. But this is only a loan. I'll return it the next time I see your father. Good old Fred Petersburg in Wisconsin.
It's Peterson in Minnesota. Oh, mister. Mister. Oh, Al, we've walked for miles. Maybe we better go home and call the police to look for Irma.
Yeah, maybe you're right, Jane.
Pardon me, but you got a dime. Oh, Al, it's you. You got that quarter you owe me?
Mushface, ain't you got no character? How can you panhandle on Christmas Eve?
Great pickings tonight. Just got a fin from a blonde. Told her I knew her old man. Peterson in Minnesota.
Peterson. Al.
What's face? Which way'd she go?
Coast town, you know?
What's the difference?
Oh, I've been feeling like a crumb ever since I clipped her. Seemed like such a nice kid. Here, would you give her back this pin? Yeah, thanks. And Merry Christmas. Hey, Bud, you got a dime for a cup of coffee?
Come on, Al. Come on, let's go home and call the police. I'm really getting panicky.
All right, Jane, I'm with you.
Look, lady, I seen that picture, Mildred Pierce. Now, you get off this bridge.
I was just looking at the water, Mr. Watchman.
Oh, look, lady, don't look down there. Everything that's beautiful is up here. It's Christmas Eve, you know.
Yes, I know. And I'm so lonely.
Oh, I get it. You're all alone, huh?
Yes.
You got any friends?
Yes, but my closest friends are far away.
Oh, now don't cry, sister. You're coming home with me. We ain't got much, but we're happy to share it.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah, yes, Sergeant?
Did you happen to see a blonde girl? Say, lady, what's your name?
Irma Peterson.
That's all we want to know. Come on along, sister.
I didn't do it.
Didn't do what?
I don't know, but my boyfriend always says to say you didn't do it.
Now, look, Janie, we got to be brave. Now it's up to the police. They'll find her, but we got to take our minds off it. Mrs. O'Reilly, would you like to dance?
Oh, I'd love to.
Al, dance with her.
I'll play the fiddle. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
How do you like that? I just started playing. Already the neighbors got the police here.
No, it's a squad car pulling up. I think it's Irma.
My chicken.
Oh, Al. Al, it's Irma. The police have found her. She's coming up the steps. Now, quick. Turn out the lights, everybody. Come on, we can still surprise her and have the party.
Come in, dearie.
Oh, Irma, darling.
Surprise, chicken. Here's a big kiss for you.
And here's a kiss from your father.
I didn't turn on the lights. I'm dying. I just keep looking around.
Irma, darling, Merry Christmas. Where have you been? You're all here. I thought no one loved me, and I felt so alone. Oh, honey, don't you know that people always spend Christmas Eve with their loved ones? You're the one we love the most.
Exactly my sentiments.
Oh, bless my little Irma. You're like my own daughter.
Sure, chicken, I'd never leave you. I want to spend all my Christmas Eves with you.
Oh, this is the best Christmas a girl ever had. Surrounded by her friends. Oh, it's midnight. Is that right, Al?
Wait a minute, look at my watch.
Al, why are you going to the window?
Watch happens to be across the street. You're right, chicken, it's 12 o'clock.
Merry Christmas, chicken.
Merry Christmas, Al. And Merry Christmas, Professor Kropotkin and Mrs. O'Reilly and Richard and Jane. And all our friends, merry, merry Christmas.
And as for me, my sentiments are the same as those of my friend, Irma.
My Friend Irma, presented by Swan, another fine product of Lever Brothers Company, was produced and directed by Cy Howard. Tonight's script was written by Cy Howard and Park Levy. Frank Bingman speaking.
That holiday episode was from December 22, 1947. That script would be reused on My Friend Irma each Christmas for a number of years. I'm Greg Bell, and moving on. Next on Wind Radio was It's a Christmas Offering from Duffy's Tavern. Right after this.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show. Three to get ready now, go get
going. Rock out with the King of Rock and Roll and MusicRewind.com, where you can get Elvis 100 Hits, a deluxe compilation of Elvis Presley's original recordings on four CDs.
Born through a party in the county jail. The prison band was there, they began to wail. The band was jumping and the joint began to swing. You should have heard his mark.
Order Elvis One and Hits today and save 10% off the original price at musicrewind.com. Or call 855-798-5556. Pay just $19.98, plus receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code Elvis33. That's musicrewind.com or call 855-798-5556. Remember promo code Elvis33 to receive 10% off and reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
I cannot sleep without air.
Well, I cannot sleep in a draft.
I make a motion we leave immediately for our own room.
I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion's carried. Let's go.
Let's also go make holiday shopping easier with the perfect gift for that old-time radio show fan. A gift certificate to the RadioSpirits.com store. Choose from thousands of CD box sets, music compilations, and DVD collections.
How utterly brilliant you are.
Yes.
You know what else is brilliant? Making your holiday shopping easier and giving the best gift of the season. Go to RadioSpirits.com now and give your loved one a gift certificate so he can choose his favorite radio shows.
And Watson, have your gun in hand and be prepared for anything.
Yes, be prepared to get them what they want and make the holidays perfect by giving a RadioSpirits.com gift certificate today.
What are we going to do?
Go get them, that's all.
That's right. Go get a gift certificate at RadioSpirits.com now and get your holiday shopping done today.
Hey, I'm Richard Gerhardt, founder of Gerhardt Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more about us at GerhardtLaw.com. Along with Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, The Road to Entrepreneurship.
And here is Paul Metaxatos, product development expert.
For one, consumers are very fickle. We can go around this room today, and none of us like the same stuff. We can drink the same beverage, taste different, eat the same food, and we have our own experience. And that's where you really have to have a reasonably broad appeal to get scale. There's a lot of great ideas that have sort of niche channels, but if you want to grow it into something very large, you know, that figuring out where can you sort of maintain what that edge is that you have, but get that broad appeal. So really sort of understand that audience.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gerhardt Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
To find a broadcast near you, visit our website at PassageToProfitShow.com.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was, as we now travel to the corner of 3rd Avenue and 23rd Street in New York City for a funny take on Charles Dickens' classic story, A Christmas Carol. It originally played back on December 21st, 1945.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern. Where do you lead me to? Archie, the manager's speaking. Duffy ain't here. Hello, Duffy. Merry Christmas to you. By the way, we got two more Christmas cards tonight. Well, one from Colucci, the fruit peddler. Yeah, very pretty card, too. It's got his coat of arms. Two crossed bananas with a tomato rampant in the background. Yeah, and the other one's from Cavendish the Undertaker. Yeah, it says, wishing you a joyous and merry Christmas and a short but happy New Year. P.S. Drop in and see our new Christmas wrappings. Yeah, you ought to be here, Duffy. Already the joint is reeking with Christmassy odor. Yeah, we're even putting on a show tonight, the Christmas Carol. Well, it's an old play by Charles Dickens. Dickens, as in go to D. Yeah, well, the guy's a very famous writer, Duffy. He wrote David Copperfield, the Picnic Papers. That other one about the dame, you know, Oliver's Twist. Look, Duffy, I'm busy now. I gotta rewrite the Christmas Carol. Yeah, well, I gotta fix it up, you know. Some of the grammar is a little old-fashioned. I'll call you back, Duffy. Merry Christmas. Okay. Hey, Eddie.
Yes, sir?
Look, it's Christmas. Why do you say we kind of infest the joint with a little Christmas flavor? Leave us put some mistletoes around and some holly wreaths, huh?
Oh, we've practically got a holly wreath already. The customers at the bar is turning red, and the ones that just finished eating are turning green.
Eddie, will you cut out the whiz me? I'm serious. Now, what could we do to make the joint a little more Christmassy?
We could get a nice snow effect by whitewashing the sawdust. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Sure, and I could trot around under the table with a little cask of brandy tied around my neck.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be cute, like one of them St. Bernstein dogs. Good old Christmas. By the way, I wonder what Duffy is going to give us for Christmas this year.
Yeah, I wonder. Hey, you know, I kind of got my heart set on the Hope Diamond.
You hope, you hope, you hope. What did he give you in last year again?
Yeah, monogrammed dustpan.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that.
Yeah. It makes a nice set with the monogrammed broom he gave me the year before.
Now, look, Eddie, don't be bitter. After all, Duffy ain't really such a bad guy.
No, he ain't such a bad guy.
No.
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 No. Well, so long, this is where I get off.
Eddie, you better remember that Christmas dinner he gave us last year, the celery and the chestnuts and the cranberries.
And the cover charge.
Nah, he was kidding. That big whole roast pig with the apple in its mouth. Hello, Finnegan, where's the apple?
What apple?
Skip, it's just a little picture you happened to conjure into my mind. Anyways, Merry Christmas to you, Finnegan.
Merry Christmas to you, Arch. By the way, that brings up a subject.
What?
Arch, I'd like to ask you a question.
Well, what's the question?
Well, Arch, promise me you'll tell me the truth.
I promise.
Okay. Arch, is there a Santa Claus?
Well, bless your heart, Finnegan. What brought this on?
I was over to Macy's this morning, and on the fifth floor, there was a tall, skinny Santa Claus, and I get down to the third floor, and there's a short, fat Santa Claus. Frankly, Arch, I'm beginning to smell a rat. Now, tell me, will you?
Look, I don't want to be no stool pigeon. I'd rather you'd ask somebody else.
So, well, who am I going to ask, Arch? Oh, you asked me little brother Wilford, and he says there ain't no Santa Claus, but what does he know? He's only a child.
Look, you put me in a very bad position.
Well, you gotta tell me, Arch. I'm old enough to know. And I'm gonna find out sooner or later anyway.
Finnegan, please, I'd rather that somebody...
Oh,
else.
Come on, Arch. You told me about the stork, didn't you? This is important to me.
Well, why? Why is it so important?
Well, I ain't smart enough to keep a job. I can't read. I can't write. I don't like girls. If there's no Santa Claus, what have I got to live for?
Well, okay, Finnegan, you asked for it. You see, this Santa Claus thing started, well, you see, there's the birds and the bees and the flowers.
Yeah.
And, Finnegan... Turn your eyes the other way, will you? That's better. Now you ask me if this is Santa Claus. So prepare yourself, Finnegan.
Go ahead, Arch. I can take it.
Finnegan, there is no...
Arch!
No truth to the rumor that there is no Santa Claus. There is a Santa Claus.
Oh, boy, what a load up in me mind. Santa Claus, did you come in?
These are adults.
You're listening to Duffy's Tavern. Time for a short break. We'll be right back.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at seniorcareconsulting.com.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
60 seconds of service.
Great memories on the cold front hunt. That story next.
Celebrity Salute is a weekly podcast that features great celebrity and newsmaker interviews and their support for our troops and veterans. Everyone from Tom Hanks and Bradley Cooper to Dolly Parton and Bryan Cranston. Check out Celebrity Salute on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
A crisp Eastern Shore Maryland morning greets the sunrise on this last regular waterfowl hunting day of the year. This stretch of the Atlantic Flyway has some of the best waterfowl hunting in the world, but it's not just the hunting that creates memories. This year, Maryland's Natural Resources has added a veteran hunt to this as well. So now, not only can those 16 and under enjoy this beauty, active members of the armed forces, including active National Guard and reserves, may go hunting as well. Philip Clark is a veteran and has helped with excursions for veterans before. He says to see the happiness it brings to guys like that, it's an experience I'll never forget.
Welcome back to When Radio Was and more from Duffy's Tavern.
Hello? Oh, just a second. Eddie, it's your girlfriend, Sonia Jones.
Oh, my. The first official sign of Christmas. Hello. Oh, hello, Sonia. Yeah, Merry Christmas. Huh? Sure, I love you, sugar. What you doing? Is you alone, baby? Ain't that a man's voice out here? Oh, you're listening to the news on the radio. I just saw you. How long has Gable Heater been calling you honey? I'm just suspicious. Yeah, baby. I know I'm always in your heart. Yeah. But, honey, who's that that's always in your apartment? Well, Merry Christmas, honey. Yeah. By the way, extend the season's greetings to Gable Heater for me. Yeah, that's bad news tonight.
Look, Eddie, why do you let that Sonia kick you around like this? What are you, man or your mouse?
Pass the cheese.
Say, Archie.
Oh, hello, Miss Duffy. Hey, what's the matter with you today?
Why?
Well, you look even more battered than usual.
Yeah, and that's just the way I feel. Gee, Archie, those department stores are terrible. You try to get near a counter and you take your life in your hands. They push you around, tear your stockings, step on your toes, gouge your eyes out.
Well, what were you trying to buy?
Nothing, I was just browsing.
Well, that starts our conversation this evening on a nice idiotic basis.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, incidentally, I hear you're going to put on a Christmas show tonight.
Yes.
Well, needless to say, you'll want me to sing.
On the contrary, equally needless. You and that foghorn falsetto. That off-coloratura. You are not going
now to... Now listen here, you big dope.
Look, Miss Duffy, leave us not fight tonight. It's the Christmas season, and I'm in too good a mood. In fact, I'm so happy, I'd like to kiss you. Hmm? Blindfolded, of course. Okay, you can sing in the show. Mr. Melnick.
Yeah, I...
Look, we're going to need some Christmassy background music for the show tonight. Are you equipped?
We're loaded, Jackson.
In what way, Phil? How are you loaded?
I got a kid named Robert Maxwell that's murder on this Christmas stuff. A harp player.
Harp player, huh? Good idea. Duffy'll love it. It's his native music. Okay, well, put the kid in the show.
Say, Archie.
Yes, Mr. Miller.
Can you use me in the Christmas show?
Well, yeah, maybe you could announce it. Give me a sample, for instance. What would you say?
Well, I don't know. Maybe something like this. Ladies and gentlemen, Duffy's Tavern takes great pleasure in presenting its Christmas show, starring that famous hair-grooming preparation, Vitalis.
Very good. Very good. Then I suppose you had in mind a ballet, maybe, where four men with tight, dry scalps dance around a bottle of Vitalis? While the band plays Hair, Hair, the gang's all hair?
Well, no, Archie. The orchestra would play Here, Here, Vitalis is Almost Here.
Very sharp. Pull up your podium and pray continue.
Well, yeah, pretty soon now Vitalis will be back. Back to keep your dry, unruly hair well-groomed. And without that plastered-down patent leather shine. Yes, pretty soon you'll be able to use Vitalis and the 60-second workout to loosen your tight, dry scalp, rout loose dandruff, and help prevent excessive falling hair. Shortages will soon be relieved. Then you'll be able to get original, genuine Vitalis, the hair-grooming preparation that's been the standby of so many men for so long.
Okay, Eddie, we're all set. Now give me that bung starter. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as you all know, each year we present our centennial Christmas show. That moment has just become right. So, I want you all to enjoy the show. Applaud when you like. Be merry. Have laughs. In other words, feel free to vent your spleen in any way you wish. So, without no further ado, leave us on with the show. Carry on, Mr. Miller.
Thank you. Duffy's Tavern brings you Christmas music. Christmas drama.
But Santa Claus, suppose my husband comes home and finds you here.
Christmas humor.
Do you think we will have a white Christmas, darling?
Well, it will if it don't rain, dear. And now on with the show. For our first act this evening, we give you that beloved little entertainer, your waiter and mine, Eddie Green. To know him is to tip him. Take it.
Watch out, better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming, coming on down to Harlem Town. Oh my, hey! And you got to find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming, with his bag full of jive, Mr. Five by Five. Sees you when you're sleeping, and he knows how good you've been. So if you meet him face to face, say, solid old man, give me some skin. He's got no reindeer, they ain't got no sled, but he's on his way, and he's coming instead on the after Santa Fever at the Saturday.
Part one of a 1945 Christmas time episode known as Archie's Christmas Carol. We'll have the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. I'm Greg Bell, and Duffy's cast member Eddie Green indeed was quite musical. He even wrote a number of jazz and blues songs. His best known would be used in multiple movie and TV soundtracks, including The Lucy Show, HBO's Boardwalk Empire, and Woody Allen's Blue Jasmine. I'll name that Eddie Green tune and then wrap up When Radio Was right after this.
The bells ring out on Broadway. The horns blow. There's laughter. The Translux spells out peace on earth, goodwill to men. You read it and believe it because it's Christmas time. The time for believing in miracles.
Celebrate the holiday season with a whole stocking full of radio favorites in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Great Radio Christmas.
Once more I goes up the ladder with the tinsel, the peppermint canes, the silver bells, the box of dolls, and the popcorn ball dangling from my nose. And finally, after 3 hours, I got wires around my neck, wires in my pocket, and wires in my hair. So I plugs a wire into the wall socket, and what happens? The tree blows a fuse, but my nose lights up.
These classic broadcasts bring you lots of laughs, lots of heart, and even a wintry dash of thrills, mystery, and adventure.
It was music coming from an upright piano on a platform way down the mission hall. A Christmas hymn. But look, until my eyes popped out of my head, I couldn't see anybody. The piano was gone, but nobody I could see was playing it.
This 20-episode set brings you every kind of Yuletide tale, from heartwarming to hilarious. Hear holiday episodes of Jimmy Durante, Jack Benny, Dragnet, Suspense, and more. Today, you can get Great Radio Christmas for 50% off and pay only $19.99. Order at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code JINGLE77.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Well, hello, Mr. Kitzel.
Hello, Mr. Benny.
Go Christmas shopping with Jack Benny. Raise a glass at Duffy's Tavern and order Great Radio Christmas today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code JINGLE77 to get 50% off.
On every side, goodwill and peace. In every heart, love and kindness.
This offer is available for limited time U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Welcome back. Before the break, I mentioned that Duffy's Tavern cast member Eddie Green was also a prolific songwriter. His best-known tune, titled A Good Man Is Hard to Find, composed in 1972, would be covered hundreds of times and featured on film and television soundtracks. More recent examples, HBO's Boardwalk Empire and Woody Allen's 2013 picture, Blue Jasmine. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and we've come to the end of another show, but please visit us at the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.